What's poppin'? The Drew and Mike Show is in the DealsNeedy.com studios for the Wednesday program. Those of you who are on Facebook Live know we're here on Tuesday. And Facebook Live brought to you by our re-up sponsor. Yes, Death Wish Coffee has come back with another month commitment. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Death Wish Coffee. The world's strongest coffee, a serious brew that'll punch you in the face with double the caffeine of your typical cup of coffee. If you're soft, if you're a pussy, do not order Death Wish Coffee. If you're a badass and you're looking for a badass punch in the face in the morning, go with Death Wish. Head to deathwishcoffee.com/Drew, as so many of you have, for access to all the products, including the great merch. And while you're there, use promo code DREW15 at checkout to save 15% on your order. And there's a contest, too, to win free Death Wish Coffee.
Got it. Yep.
So go to the Death Wish website. Again, deathwishcoffee.com/Drew. DREW15 to save 15%. Or just go to the website, click the logo on our website to get in the contest for free Death Wish Coffee. And, boy, that was right on time, too, because I guess Zot is still in the transitional phase.
Yeah, coming back.
We're actually very fortunate to have them on at all because I don't think they're on anything else.
No, they've been very supportive.
And our man is still furloughed from...
Grogreen.
Yeah. I don't quite understand why him being furloughed. Well, actually, I do understand it.
Yeah.
It's just frustrating. I feel bad for him, mostly.
Sure.
I feel bad for us, too. But
you can feel bad for more than one person at a time.
I know. Just such a bummer. And he's got two kids, too.
Mm-hmm.
He's got two little kids. He's got a lot going on, certainly. Our thoughts are with you.
Having two kids is the worst.
Is it worse than three kids?
I don't know.
I guess after two, it probably doesn't matter.
Did you watch John Oliver?
Yeah.
He had that throwaway joke about, he played a clip of Mike Trout talking about Major League Baseball.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's got a kid. His wife's going to give birth soon.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's Steve Trout?
Yeah, Steve Trout.
Yeah, Mike Trout's what I call him.
So he was saying, you know, it's the birth of my first kid. And then Oliver made the joke, like, you got to be there for the birth of your first kid. He's the second one. I get it. Same shit, different day. Third one, I don't even know if the mother needs to be there. So that was kind of funny.
I hate having kids, bud. It's the worst. I mean, they cry all the time, always begging for food. This diaper thing is so disgusting. Oh, God. I wish I could go back in time and just be married without kids.
I don't want to really go deep into the baseball thing, but honestly, it is very, very complicated to do this. I can't imagine that they're going to pull this off.
No, there's no way.
I don't see it. I'm surprised they're still talking about it. And LeBron says, we got to finish the season.
Yeah, what really? Season? No one even remembers the NBA season or the NHL season.
The part about that that's most interesting to me is, you know, for Pistons fans, for example, are they going to force the season ticket holders to pony up for those last few games that no one cares about? They're almost like exhibition games that really don't matter.
Well, if they're season ticket holders, haven't they already paid for them?
Yeah,
they're just holding on to the money.
But it's I don't know. It's such a joke.
It's the biggest sporting event in the world.
And by the way, the Kentucky cheerleader story fascinates me on a number of levels. What's going on with colleges right now, you know, you can be in one of two places. If you work at a college, you're a professor or something like that, you got to be really worried because they have such a pile of money coming in every year. That beast has to be fed a lot of money. And it's honestly, in my opinion, colleges are overcharging to a ridiculous extent, which is why they have all these amazing salaries and benefits and tenure. And, you know, every time somebody on tenure does something outrageous and they'll be fired from any other job, it's like, oh, no, they've got tenure.
I do think they overcharge. However, if people are going to pay it and keep paying it, I don't know.
Well, there's all this pressure to do it. I mean, the system demands
it. No, I know.
Oh, you must have a degree. So, and if you have a degree, by the way, I'm
I'm so weary of the Yale-Harvard thing where if you graduate from one of those two schools, I always thought for the longest time that, wow, you've got to be, you know, really one of the rare brilliant people to graduate from one of those two schools.
Goodbye, fucking shit fuel.
It's not true at all. And they turned down so many of the best students.
I went to Princeton University. No handouts, by the way. I earned my spot there, just like my father and his father before him.
All those Asians they turned down.
Yeah.
So
look, the advantage.
But it's a connection,
yeah,
and once
advantage.
You're part of that connective tissue, then you're going places.
You got it. Yeah.
And
all my teachers can eat my asshole.
So anyway, the Kentucky story, the reason it intrigued me so much, and I'll just throw in that Central Michigan said they're dropping men's track.
Yeah.
And there's going to be a lot of pressure on universities to do this. And I'll tell you where the screaming comes when they start dropping women's sports. That's when people will get really upset. Bowling Green and men's baseball, you know, what are you going to do? Men's track, but we'll see. I hope they don't have to drop sports, but it sounds to me like they're going to. That beast requires so much.
Hey, when they say drop sports, do they mean for the next coming year and then they're going to come back?
I think
what are they implying there?
I can't say for CMU. I think Bowling Green, though, is permanent.
Okay. So is UAB's football team, and that came back after 2 years.
Oh, it could always come back, yeah. But you know, if you disappear for a year, you lose your entire team. You lose your recruits. I mean, it's not easy to restart after doing that. But going back to Kentucky and the cheerleaders, you know, the story, the first thing, and I know this is so wrong, but they're talking about, you know, flipping these girls into water, and a lot of the girls are bottomless or topless while they're doing this. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, my first thought was, hot. Is there a video of any of this stuff? Mm-hmm. Can I see how outrageous it is and terrible? And then my second...
That's their best cheer.
I checked out the roster.
Oh, did you?
I did, yeah.
I didn't even do that. Brandon, you're so far out of the game when it comes to anything remotely pornographic.
Oh, it wasn't pornographic. No, no, no.
But
what I did was I decided
zone.
To look at the...
Okay.
Did you look at the guys then?
I was interested in the athletic program there, and so I went onto their website and I looked at the roster.
How many men are on the team?
Quite a few, but Yeah, there really are. And most of the men are the seniors, and then... I kind of individually went through each one
really
and then checked
this.
Out their associated Instagram pages.
Instagram.
How busy are the Instagram pages?
There's a lot of talent on those teams. I can tell you that right now.
Cheer talent, wonder, right?
How many followers do the super hot Kentucky cheerleaders have, females?
You know, I would have to double check, but I would say it's in the maybe tens of thousands. I don't know. They have pictures with like famous people like Drake and everybody who comes through Kentucky.
Well, remember Cheer from Netflix, that one girl was an Instagram influencer, and that's why they got her to the team in Texas. Do you remember that?
Yes.
That was a plot line.
Okay, so I didn't dig as deep as Brandon, and I'm so proud of him for when he gets interested in a topic relating remotely to porn. It's amazing how thorough he can be.
It's nothing to do with porn.
So I'm reading the story, and they're talking about this person, that person. I'm like, how many coaches are they? They got four coaches.
Yeah.
Four coaches for a cheerleading team. And then I start clicking on other articles, and it sounds like they have consultants, too.
Yeah, but...
consultants!
But how much do those basketball players make for Kentucky that play?
Exactly.
Who does more for that university, the basketball players or the consultants for the cheer team?
And, you know, Michigan's gymnastics team has consultants, too.
Uh-huh.
And I remember reading that story because it was about something entirely different. It was about that... I don't even want to get into all that. But it was, and all I could focus on was, wait, they have consultants for the gymnastics team. What does the head coach do? What do the assistant coaches do? And it sounds to me like there's a lot of palms greasing each other to keep the wheels churning in the cheerleading world and the gymnastics world and all those places. But to think that the people that make all this money, those football players who are sweating and pounding the shit out of each other and getting CTE that don't make a cent. And yet there's four cheerleading coaches and consultants.
Yeah.
Just, I don't know. I know people disagree on this, and I respect your right to disagree, but I almost feel like as far as college football and college basketball, they should just say, you know what? They're not student athletes. They're just going to play for our school because they like our school. They don't have to go to class either. Because that whole charade, you know, where they go, they all major in, was it criminal justice or something? Why don't we just take the charade away?
I think it's a broad brush, but yeah.
There's a lot of less than intrigued. There's a lot of
The one problem is there are some that actually want to be student
athletes. Let them.
No, I know.
Give them a scholarship. And they should have the option, yeah. You know, I just want to play for the football team and I'm proud to be a Michigan player, but I don't want to go to school. Or, yeah, I want to get an engineering degree. I'm so happy to have a scholarship for this. And, yeah, I'd like to play for. I'm a student athlete.
Yeah, make them go to school anyway.
No.
Yeah, why? Make them
why?
Go to school. Well,
why? It's waste so much effort.
Yeah, but if everybody has to go to school, how much effort does it really waste? Make them go to school.
I bet if you ask some of those guys, they'd say, oh, you mean I can be a scholarship player and not have to go to class? Oh, my God!
I'm already doing that.
So
I have a great story out of a fantastic university whenever you're ready.
Is this about the University of Michigan?
Nope. Another tremendous school.
Virginia Tech. Tremendous school.
Lay it on me.
Oh, you ready for it now?
I'm ready, yeah.
They've bestowed an honorary doctorate. This is really cool. The Virginia Tech College of Veterinary Medicine celebrated with an online commencement, including one special graduate, an 8-year-old therapy dog.
Yes! How can you combine two things I love so much, dogs and Virginia Tech? Isn't that great?
You're also lessening.
A doctorate. Huh? Do you have a doctorate at Virginia Tech?
I do not. I don't even have a master's.
Well, this dog has a higher education at VaTech.
Dr. Moose.
It's okay.
His name is Dr. Moose. Here's the other thing, too. He's one of the school's four therapy animals. So is this dog going to have an attitude over the other three?
Possibly.
They don't have honorary doctorates.
The talented dog.
Hopefully they'll all get doctorates at some point.
Now, here's where the story gets really fun. The students here talk a lot about how Moose has broken down the stigma around mental health care on our campus. So that's good. The veterinarians are unfortunately a very challenged population. They have high rates of suicide, and this profession can be quite disturbing.
I understand that because you love...
I'm honestly asking, why would veterinarians have a higher rate of suicide?
Well, they probably love animals, and, you know, you have to put down all these animals, you have to face all these... I mean, I feel so bad for the female at, what's the place I go to? Blue Pearl, who had to deal with me when I took Mags in there when he died. Oh, my God, what a sad scene that was.
Yeah, I thought of that too with Bill, because we were in there and the writing was on the wall and we were about to put Bill down. And I thought to myself, you know, these girls that get into this, well, specifically the ones that were helping us that day, they were
just girls.
They were girls. I just don't think they love animals so much.
I don't think I've ever had a male assistant at, not that they don't have any, but honestly, there did seem to be an awful lot of girls at Blue Pearl. They're all great, by the way. I love them all.
Yeah. And the ones that helped me, it was just like they love animals so much, yet they're the ones that have to take these dogs as they're dying and stuff like that. That's got to be a tough gig.
But what about doctors?
We're talking about dogs, Mark.
Well, I'm just saying. I think it's unusual. I'm surprised, but I guess I'm not totally shocked.
Now the exciting.
We have elephants and giraffes and crocodiles and every kind of tigers and lions.
Here's the cool thing about Dr. Moose. He was diagnosed with prostate cancer and beat it.
Way to go, Dr. Moose.
I know. He had radiation and chemotherapy. Oh. I don't know who paid for it. He must have a good health care plan.
Probably the football players probably should pay that in some way.
He's a doctor. He's got plenty of coin.
The therapy dog has better health coverage than, say, Michael Vick, who played there. I don't know. Another player who starred there and doesn't play anymore.
It's only fair. Those are student athletes.
Well, he is still working at the university, Dr. Moose, so that's good.
Oh,
he's
boy.
He's a beautiful puppy, or dog. Look at this boy. Look at that.
Just because you're hung like a moose doesn't mean you got to do porn.
Oh, yeah. Beautiful dog.
You think a doctor wouldn't have to have a leash around him, though?
Well, I hope that there aren't a lot of flooded basements, but I have a feeling there are some flooded basements. Have you heard anybody say their basement's flooded, by the way?
No, but Bill Cox wants to know if Dr. Moose can write prescriptions.
Great question. It's a brilliant question. It's the only thing that makes a doctor a real doctor.
I'm sorry. No, I've not heard of any flooded basements.
Okay, good, I guess. Although, if you do, or if you know someone who does, have them call 877-JOB-DONE for Emergency Response Services Incorporated. It's been a lot of rain. And I wouldn't be surprised if they are getting some calls. Or you can go to 877jobdone.com for water issues, or if you've got issues with mold, storm damage, fire damage. And they're doing the COVID-19 thing, too. If you're an emergency plumber or work for a plumbing supply house in Southeast Michigan, call Emergency Response Services Incorporated, ERSI. ERSI. Isn't that catchy?
Mm-hmm.
Reminds me of IPTI, Identify, predict, decide, execute. That was the driver's ed mantra.
It just makes driving more confusing.
IFTY process. I still remember. Why do I remember that? Can I remember ERSI? Emergency Response Services Incorporated. 877 job done. They make it easy for you. And again, free. They will do COVID-19 disinfection treatment in your workplace or your vehicle if you're an emergency plumber or work for a plumbing supply house in Southeast Michigan. So consider that from our new sponsor, 877jobdone.com, 877jobdone. Thank you, ERSI, for being part of the show. And so much to talk about today. I had leftover stuff from the weekend yesterday I never got around to, and a lot of goofiness, a lot of goofy stuff, a lot of angry people. I think I wish there was more emphasis on everybody taking a deep breath or taking a few deep breaths,
yeah,
trying to just relax. This is a terrible time. This is extremely, extremely difficult.
Take it easy.
For a lot of people. But unfortunately, it seems that anger is winning the day so often. And honestly, it's really kind of sad. I don't know. Maybe I'm just getting really soft because I do feel bad for people. Because I know I'm not really terribly impacted. I don't feel I am. I feel like I'm going to come out of this just fine. I wish I didn't have to go through it for the various problems that it's created. But I'll be okay. And I just feel bad for the people who maybe are going, am I going to be okay? Are we going to lose a wage earner from my home, which is critical to paying for our mortgage. I mean, there's just a lot to worry about.
Are you doing okay?
Are we going to get sick?
Yeah, am I going to get sick? Mm-hmm. Sure. I mean, that's the basic one. If you turn on TV, you hear about death, 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 constantly.
You know what? Gallup just did a new poll about that very thing, Drew.
About
happiness and worrying.
It's got people have to be. If this poll says nobody's worried about this, then I'm gonna be just blown away.
There's a 12-point drop in worrying about getting sick.
Oh, and worrying about getting COVID-19?
Less than half of U.S. adults now say they worried a lot about the previous day. It used to be 59%.
Oh, now it's 47%?
It's down to 47.
That's still really high. I mean,
boredom is down 5 points.
Boredom is down?
Yeah, because people are getting out and going to the beach.
Bored.
Not everybody, and I mean just certain areas.
Happiness is up to 72%. Loneliness, though, is held steady. It's really kind of interesting when you see it, like how it breaks down.
What is happiness level normally?
Let's see. Happiness overall.
I'm so happy about that.
When it first started in March, so I don't know what it is overall, but it started 67% to 69%, and now it's at 72%.
I'm so happy.
72% of people are they interviewing kids?
I'm happy. You're not happy. I'm happy.
Brandon, no, I happy? Want this shit over. This is fucking
miserable.
But
overall, are you happy?
Not really. Not terribly.
What subset do you think is the happiest right now?
I have no idea.
It's tied at 77%. Married people and Republicans. Democrats are 66% happy. Single people, 61%. That's why they're single.
Okay, why would Republicans be happier than Democrats? I just don't understand that.
I don't know. But I don't know. They're also the lowest worried segment.
Why are we dividing a happiness poll into? I mean, does everything have to be about political affiliation?
I mean, they do it based on income. They do it based on gender. Who do you think's happier, men or women?
Women.
Men.
Men.
Men?
73 to 71. Who do you think worries more?
Women.
What a shock. 51 to 44. Who do you think's more bored?
Men.
Yeah, 43 to 40.
And who's I like polls.
Who's more lonely?
More lonely? Men.
Women, 27 to 20.
Oh, okay.
I think it's kind of interesting.
Yeah. I'm just stunned at the numbers. I don't know why anybody would fool with a poll like that. I mean, I'm just going to assume it's relatively solid.
Tom on Facebook wrote 0% of women are happy.
I got a couple messages from people, and I guess Channel 7 did another poll on Gretchen Whitmer. You know, are you satisfied with Gretchen Whitmer? And it was
caveat on those polls. Was it done via Facebook?
They said, I'm trying to remember how this poll was done.
They love doing Facebook polls, which are just atrocious.
It was 50% people on the right and 50% people on the left, I believe is what they said. But that's still not scientific poll. Anyway, it said something like 86% are not happy with Gretchen Whitmer. And then is there a new poll on her, by the way? Because she was 57% approval the last time.
I haven't seen one, no. But I haven't.
It's been all over television, too.
Yeah.
I mean, 86 against versus 57 for. I don't even know if I'd report a poll that was so so opposed to what the scientific poll said. It just sounds stupid.
Yeah.
And
yeah, but then, you know, that gets people to their Facebook page. That's what they really care about. Which reminds me, I didn't check WJR today.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we got another message about WJR. Can't get into great detail, but apparently behind the scenes, just going live on Facebook was quite an ordeal. I wish I could say more.
I'm not surprised.
Nah, just wait till they open their TikTok.
We have to wait for somebody to retire to get the whole story.
Oh, really?
I'm just saying. Why don't we go to Facebook Live on WJR and see how Paul W. and the gang were doing this morning at 5:30.
Brandon, can you pull it up there? So, oh, no, never mind. I'll pull it up.
And while Mark's doing that, as most of you know, our original and studio sponsor, DealsInTheD.com, they're fighting their way back. I mentioned they're still advertising on the show, one of the very few places, if not the only one they are. So hopefully your loyalty quotient is as high as theirs. If you have automotive needs of any kind, we've got Zot Ford, Zot Chrysler Jeep, Zot Dodge Ram, Zot Toyota. We don't talk a lot about Zot Toyota, but by the way, if you want a Toyota, give them a shot. And if you do, please mention us, because anything that wins for Zot wins for us. They are considering themselves, at this point, expert in social distancing and disinfecting. And they've been doing it. They've been exchanging cars, your death trap, for the lovely new Ford Escort or whatever it might be. And this is really a business as usual. It's no big deal now. So if you have a lease coming due, and I know people do, and a lot of people are going, oh, no, what do I do? Just call Anthony at 248-215-5151, 248-215-5151. And Anthony will probably push you in the direction of Jim Bentley and Steve Gabara and get you through this. And the deals, too. I feel like I should be talking about this up front. 0% financing for 84 months. 0% financing for 84 months. Or zero due leases for under $200 a month. Plus, right now, while several dealerships are still closed, all the Zot dealerships can help renew your lease, get you out of your other lease early with no penalties. Or if you need servicing, they're doing that for people, too.
Who made these deals?
We got a really nice letter from somebody who mentioned that his wife has a vehicle from Zot Ford. He has a vehicle not from Zot Ford. He desperately needed it fixed, and they really came through for him. And it was his wife that was a customer. So that was really nice. So the circle.
She sounds hot.
The circle seems to work. Anthony's 248-215-5151. And then we've got our friends, of course, at Hall Financial, doing those refis and keeping that Hall Financial hotline rolling. Do we have anything on the Hall Financial hotline today?
Yeah, you know, I've been waiting for this story, and it's finally come up. There's finally a store in the United States of America that will allow you to shop and demands that you do not wear a mask. So most stores are demanding you do wear a mask. This store wants you to defy their governor in Kentucky, and you are not allowed to wear a mask if you go in there.
Okay. You can't wear a mask.
You cannot wear a mask. They have a sign on their door. No masks. And they have a sign that says stop listening to Bashir. I guess that's Andy Bashir is the governor there.
Why is that so funny? Okay.
Because you knew this was coming. You knew this story was coming.
But why would they say they won't serve people who wear a mask? Because they're sheep. We don't serve sheep.
Yeah, because they wanted to. Let's see. Let's
why
see
would you? I don't know why a business would want to turn away people who are just trying to. Okay, maybe they're being too safe.
Well, why do they
want to
turn it away by making you wear one?
Well, that's, I think, a lot more rare. By the way, my brother.
Yeah.
He wears a mask when he goes out. And he's not shy about how he feels about all that's going on right now. And he has disagreement with some of it, agreement with other parts of it.
I'm so in love with my brother right now.
But while he did say, as long as you socially distance, you don't really need a mask. But when you go out shopping or whatever, it may not be your option. So he does wear a mask.
So the sign says no face masks allowed. It's a gas station and convenience store. It says lower your mask or go somewhere else. Stop listening to Bashir.
Why would this is a gas station?
And their comment, they say we wear face masks, but we don't require. Okay, so they've clarified it by saying you can wear one, but in You don't have to.
Again, it seems to me you're still... Okay, so you can wear a face mask.
Yeah. No, they've backtracked on the sign they've put out in front.
Do I want all the businesses that I frequent telling me whether to listen to a governor or not? I mean, it seems to me there's enough information out there about what's going on.
Let's put it this way. Would it change going to... No, me neither.
Oh, change me going there?
No. I mean, if they say, let's say the 7-Eleven you go to is like, we hate Whitmer. She's the worst, and you should hate her too. Would that stop you from going?
I would not want to. I wouldn't want to verify or go along with such behavior or let somebody think that I think it's okay, because I don't. But, I don't want businesses doing that.
No, but you still
want... It's political bullshit.
You still want to get the things you want to get.
If I need
7-Eleven,
something, if I need something badly, like one of those sausage things with mustard on,
you would go.
Yeah, I would probably go. Or
people,
taquito.
People can still disagree with like Chick-fil-A stance, and they'll go buy a chicken sandwich because they want the product.
I'm not a big on stay in your lane. I mean, sometimes I feel like people are way off, and they're Dunning-Krugerized. They don't know what the fuck they're talking about. And because they can put a ball in a basket, you know, they think everyone has to listen to them, and they kind of do. But I feel like the guy should separate his drive from his business, but I can't tell him what to do. I mean, you can't tell anyone what to do.
Yeah.
Anyway, Hall Financial would love to take care of your refi. They're saving people money. I've had two really phenomenal stories in the last 3 weeks, I would say, where people really saved a lot of money. And this guy shortened his term, too. I think he had maybe 16, 17 years, and he lowered his term to 10 years. I don't know how exactly that worked out, and he might have to pay a little bit more, but he saved himself a lot of money in the long haul. He's very delighted. So go to davidhallmortgage.com/drewandmike or our webpage, or call 248-308-5000 to get the benefits of looking into this with Hall Financial. Lower payments, better options, more personal attention, NMLS number 1467435, Hall Financial. Brandon, we have a boner line today?
Yeah, we do. It's kind of a smaller one. It's a little tiny boner, but I could use some more calls. 209-66-BONER. Store it in your phone. Give us a call whenever something crosses your mind, or you can just text it to us. You can text us links or whatever. So,
what? I wonder why the calls are drying up. That's kind of weird. I guess we haven't really promoting calls.
I guess I haven't thrown out the number quite a bit.
Yeah. Can we move that up on the priority scale, like of all the stuff I'm dumping on your desk? Put that one at the top of the list, because we are supposed to be connecting that to our friends at Manscaped.
20 years ago, they started a thing called manscaping, where you just kind of clean the brush.
Some girls, they like it.
No, they don't. They don't at all. I looked at your photos, and I was like, are the pubes coming out of the penis? Or is the penis coming out of the pubes?
See, you have to manscape.
It's the wrong Missy. Is that Nick Swardson?
Yeah, Nick Swardson talking
funny.
To
Spade. He's good in that movie.
Yeah.
I thought the movie was funny. You know what I like about Spade movies? They're always an hour and a half.
Yeah, they're very quick.
I hate it when a comedy, and this isn't the funniest movie, but it's funny. It was amusing.
One of the funniest running jokes or gags in the movie was Swardson being able to, because he's the head of HR, so he can read all of Spade's texts. So anytime they showed a text, and they don't always point it out, but you can see another text come in above from that character, because he's following.
He's in his phone.
Really,
yeah, that was very.
Is it in 3D?
No.
Not interested.
I thought it was funny. Anyway, Manscaped sponsors the Boner Line. Manscaped.com. Use the promo code Drew at Manscaped.com, and we'll get to the boner line. Or should we?
Do you want to do JR? Do you want to do boner line?
Yeah, let's do JR. I'm so pumped to hear how Facebook Live is going for them. They did have more views, too. There was like 1,800 views on the Great Voice of the Great Lakes. We had 6,600.
They're on 2,000 now, so they're on fire. Let's see. So Paul W. is starting down on the bottom right now.
But it is new, however. Don't you think that after a couple weeks, he'll start to...
It'll skyrocket. What are you talking
about? The famous video.
You know what annoys me? I really feel like we would be, if we could put our downloads and compare them with morning ratings in Detroit, I still feel like we'd do very well. I doubt we'd be number one or even close, but we might be top six or seven. Wouldn't that be cool?
Oh, I think so.
Hey, for a podcast?
It'd be great.
So that's why I keep pointing out that we have more views than WJR does. Facebook
and Paul W. doesn't yell at the audience for not watching.
So he has that advantage.
So I don't know where they're starting. Well, they're already starting with quite the mess. Well, I'll tell you that much.
What the hell?
There is a new square, too, in their live broadcast, and it's the WJR control room. So I guess somebody is in charge.
Is someone in there?
Who's that dude?
It's just a blank square, so let's see. Oh,
someone in that control room is out of control.
He had to immediately take off his cans because of that feedback. He's a professional.
I've been there.
I'm having flashbacks to the rap with Maz.
I hope so.
Our experiment coming to you, not just on the radio, but also on a stream yard, kind of like all the rest of the different streaming methods, only this one's called StreamYard. You find this at our website, wjr.com/.
There's insanity in the control room tonight.
Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/wjrradio.
Does he need to give
or
all
even
this
on
data
YouTube if out? You search
WJR. Does he need to? No.
I wouldn't think so.
AM as we work together to make each and every day count.
After spacing out, he's already looking around.
The team is here, which hopefully we're all going
to
be.
He didn't say yes yesterday
hear,
in 45 minutes. He said nothing.
Oh, nothing.
WJR.com/PureMichiganTour and all those
45 minutes.
Of course, Dick Hafner just finished the news. Dick,
oh,
you were always
Dick heard his name. He's back.
Reliably like, with the hat. And there you go. Which is the first I've been able to see that. Very good. It kind of is going up like this. And I kind of think you're like looking at a control panel controlling everything we're doing here. And
I hope he is, Paul.
That's because I have to have my phone, which is the camera for me.
This is what I love radio. It's when the script of the theater of the mad allows me to see that hat.
Hafner's on the move. He's turning his phone around. Of course, you can't turn it sideways, so it's in, you know, landscape.
And make it like this, which would be a full face on picture. So it has to go back to the coffee cup.
Well, thank you for a little of the magic
ways of doing television.
The magic behind the scene.
That's what of course, kind of said.
We have Dana Clark here with the traffic and weather and more.
Hello.
Is at home. The four of us are at home. Brian Morton is the only one stuck in the Golden Tower of the Fisher Building.
That guy's getting COVID and suing JR.
Is that the control room picture?
Well, yeah, but he's gone now. He bolted.
Sky behind her, the sunrise.
Somebody's got a case of the sleepies.
Good morning, Dub. Happy Tuesday.
Hey.
Happy Tuesday to you guys. Well, the governor certainly made some people.
Oh, here we go.
And confused others. So I'm not exactly sure. Luckily, the governor will join us today and give us some more insight onto this this rolling open with the I guess
that'll
the Upper Peninsula and a section of up north is in phase four.
Is this a little
five?
Dr. Phil-esque?
He is very he's at that Dr. Phil speed.
Very confused. Deliberate.
Four. Okay. But then I got a note, though, too, saying this doesn't mean that everybody. Dave Loren sent a note saying, we asked.
What
this doesn't
about?
Mean everyone is able to just, as we might want to, rush up
boring.
North.
Why don't they just start?
Boring.
I'd rather they just read the plugs.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see. I think here they're going to jump to about minute 4.5. I think they're in a break here.
Poor Anna.
Right,
Dana.
Wait a minute.
Have to be on camera saying nothing for all this time.
Dana, man, she's just an amazing attention span. She's not wandering or anything.
I still can't go there.
She's clinging to that job.
I don't know.
Just stay parked right in your own home.
I have a question about
that. It's good news and it's a good start.
Yeah. Everybody's still awake.
Dick, you have a question. I heard you say that from the corner.
It's right. I have a question. I have a question about that travel ban.
You what?
I have a question about that alleged travel ban.
Alleged.
And I'm going to say you're in the
How are they going to stop them?
I really hope.
Why does this sound so bad?
Because it is bad.
I mean, is it my imagination?
No, it's terrible.
It's not the drops making it sound worse. It's the broadcast.
The drops make it sound better.
No, there were a lot of drops playing at one point, and I was having trouble hearing it. But now I realize it's just horseshit quality.
Dana likes it.
They, I don't think, you know, they got their hands full doing what they do as police.
Yes.
I don't think they want to be road patrol to see where you're going or not going or should or shouldn't be going.
They want to get ready to barbecue, too.
You know, it's funny. I think this part of the conversation is all off the air, and it's by far the more interesting conversation.
Is this off the air?
If you have any questions you want me to ask the governor, you let me know. Oh, now, gosh. All of a sudden,
I'll barbecue your ass.
Oh, you know, I can't. Will I be able to hear the traffic?
It's time for traffic.
Can you hear the traffic sound?
Yes.
In your headphone.
Paul still doesn't have his cans on.
Okay.
See, no, it's to me. It's to me, buddy.
What if I, if I turn my mic on? Does that do anything? I don't know. Okay. First, I have to say it is 5:45. In my headphones, it's. I know I'm still up, Brian, on the computer. Because I heard it.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
Turn my headphones up.
This is the part of the show Clark
and
always listen to.
We'll check in at 5:45 with.
Oh, now they're
Dana,
back.
Well, that was off. Traffic that was all off. First.
It's hard to tell.
Great
the difference.
Start out there, Paul W. Just looking at flooding resulting in closures
Paul
all along
w,
Hines Drive, both directions
Paul
between
Paul
Outer
w.
Drive and Ann Arbor Trail. Yeah. Also shut down between Stark Road and Newburgh. And
most of the comments they get, by the way, are how much they love his beard. That beard is going nowhere when this is over.
How many comments are there in the first 15 minutes?
Oh, not many.
Yesterday there were two for about the first 20 minutes. Two comments and the engineer talking about the lag.
I'm a little.
The engineers actually had more comments than the audience.
I'm a little disappointed that none of our people have commented on this. I guess they didn't watch it. Who's up at 5:30 in the morning on Facebook commenting on a live feed?
That's what I was wondering. I mean, the timing itself, you just don't have too many people who are sitting out there watching.
So why are they doing it?
At least.
Is a legendary Clear Channel AM station.
Cumulus, yeah. Yeah.
It is. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like WGN. Like, is it WWL in New Orleans? And
very well known.
There are many of them.
Mm-hmm. At 5:46, we're going to hear from Rush Limbaugh, usually with us noon to 3, Monday through Friday. But he stops by to say hi in the morning right now.
What?
Well, obviously some cross-promotion for a later show.
And try to all
can speak
our
for
Facebook.
3 hours without a phone call. Try doing that sometime.
I thought he was going to interview him.
No, I think it's just a clip to
Facebook.
Promote the show.
Morning, Jim.
Who's typing?
Morning, Hafner. Becky.
How many did we end up with yesterday? Thank you, Becky.
Oh, Paul's interested in the Facebook
numbers.
How many
yesterday did we have?
Final total. Karen, love you.
This is Dana's
husband's last name, Thompson, but you know that.
Did you say, Karen, we love you just because she said you're so pretty? Come on.
Of course. No, she said hi to me earlier. I just didn't have a time to say hi. Thanks for listening, Karen.
Yeah, thanks.
Well, we love all our listeners. So
we do indeed love all of them.
Morning, guest.
Is this off air?
I think
Rush Limbaugh's talking on air, isn't he?
He was on yesterday.
Yeah, I remember Jeff yesterday.
Do you think Paul W. is going to march in and go, we're doing twice the show because we're on during commercials and demand a raise?
2,000.
I don't think so.
I
would imagine they've lost a lot of advertising. That would be my guess.
Unfortunately, yeah.
Okay. Well, maybe we can check in tomorrow and see if it's doing any better. He asked
everybody still awake.
He asked how many people viewed yesterday, and nobody answered him.
And no one knows.
No, I heard the guy in the background. He said like
13.
Did somebody throw
19.
Out a number?
No, I didn't hear a number at all.
275 million.
Do you want to hear a sign off from Facebook?
That sure. Should be pretty good. Yeah, that'd be awesome.
17 times.
So that was their music blaring over him.
Oh, that was what it was?
Yeah, it wasn't us.
Play that again. This is fascinating.
Times.
I think that was
Annabis. 68.
We're the last. We're like the last minute and a half.
Virus bill for massive waste. Listen to this one story. 1,800 pages for this $3 trillion corona release package. Released by Nancy.
Okay, now I got some content.
Nancy, I don't have a non-political bone, bird bone in my body.
What?
In the current 1,800-page relief package,
yeah,
the word cannabis appears 68 times. Can somebody tell me what the word cannabis has to do with bailing wonderful Americans out of this mess that they pretty much put us into?
Oh, wow.
Cannabis is mentioned 68 times. You might be interested to know that as the economy craters and a record 36 million of us are filing for unemployment, the word jobs appears 52 times.
What? That is cannabis. Powerful. They care more about cannabis than jobs. My job. God.
Oh, here we go. This music's a little times. Too upbeat.
Mm. Good job, Washington. Keep up the good work. What while you're there before we throw kind of most all that? Of you out. It is 614 at WJR.
Wishful thinking.
Oh, interesting.
The end?
6 seconds. That's
dead
it.
Air.
What a strong, strong ending.
They have a lot to say. Off
why don't I have sound?
Oh, boy. Okay. Why don't we call the mask store where they allow you not to wear a mask? I originally thought that you couldn't wear a mask, but you can wear a mask.
They've backtracked on their statement. It's kind of a bummer.
Probably because it would be discriminatory. I mean, that might be, they might be getting into bad territory there. That might be hard to, because if someone gets coronavirus and they claim I was in that store that doesn't have any masks and won't allow you to wear a mask.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there are a lot of legal angles to this. In fact, I did hear there's something that Republicans, I believe, were trying to get into this package to the effect that liability is removed from all business owners regarding coronavirus because the anticipation of people lawsuits. Suing like crazy, saying, you know, you shouldn't have been open, or your customers gave it to me, or you gave it to me.
Well, that coronavirus! Doesn't that seem weird? Doesn't it seem like an odd exception?
I didn't think so, because I could imagine tons of people suing. I mean, you don't sue if you get the flu at somebody's business.
Yeah.
Because there's a sick customer. Well, that's a lot to account for as a business.
How do you prove where someone got it
see
from?
See you in court, well, fuckface!
That's why I think they wanted to eliminate that mess and that worry and concern. But I don't know. Maybe it's a big nothing.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yeah.
All right. Here we go.
Okay. And the name of the store is?
It is called Alvin's.
Alvin's. Okay.
Alvin's.
Probably getting a lot of attention and free advertising. And I bet there's a lot of people who think this is really cool. But to me, it's just another indication of how absolutely crazy the division in this country is. It is just wild.
Did you notice that's a Matt Farley song?
I didn't know. Is it Alvin?
Gas mask. Ooh, I'll pull up Alvin.
Thank you for calling. Alvin?
Hi there. Who's this?
Who's this?
This is Drew. From the Drew and Mike show in Detroit. And we were reading about Alvin's having a policy where you do not have to wear a mask.
Okay.
Cool.
Yeah, we thought that was pretty neat because most people are forcing people to wear masks.
Hold on, okay?
Okay. She was...
The Drew and Mike show. You made the Drew and Mike show. They're wanting to know about the post.
I love all the plugs.
Dorothy, can I help you?
Hi, this is the Drew and Mike show in Detroit, and who would I be speaking with?
My name is Marissa.
Marissa? Hi. We were just calling to see how the program is going along. You're not asking people to wear masks to visit your business. Are people?
Well, that's not true. There's an underlying, and all my regular customers know. There's an underlying message in there. You can wear a mask if you want to, and if you don't, I'm not going to say a word.
Did I say something different than that?
Yeah, with the post said, you know, don't wear your mask. Pull your mask off or you're not welcome here.
Oh.
Like I said, yeah, all my locals know what the post meant or the, you know, what it meant on my front door. If you want to wear a mask, it's your choice.
Okay, and why is it that you're saying you don't have to wear a mask or you won't throw people out if they're not wearing a mask? What are you trying to achieve by that? Is that because you feel people are being sheep by being forced to wear masks or just freedom?
Yes, I am. I do. I feel like the government is, and our governor is forcing us to do something that they don't want to do. It's in our constitutional right, whether we want to or not. Oh. Is that one of our rights?
Why do you think he wants people to wear masks?
Well, I'm sure that he thinks it's safer for people to wear a mask, but we have a lot of people that have health issues that can't wear a mask.
Oh really? Well, you know, I've heard that, and I'm so confused by that. What health issues are there that are commonplace that where someone could not wear a mask?
If they have asthma, COPD, it makes it worse for them to breathe.
But that seems like a small group of people.
Yeah. If somebody wanted curbside, could you come out curbside and get it if they couldn't, you know?
We offer curbside. Oh, we offer delivery.
Oh, well, that's cool. Well,
sell masks. We sell masks here for the people that choose to wear one.
Okay, so you're really all about the freedom to make your own decision.
Exactly.
Then who's the joker that put this sign on your door?
Well, that doesn't matter.
Oh, is it you, Marissa? Marissa. It looks, the handwriting does look a little effeminate.
Well, it may have been a female. It may not have been. We don't know.
That's your response is so... darling. Well, how are people responding to it? Do people in Kentucky, do you think they appreciate what you're doing? Is anyone getting angry? Because I know where people are required to wear masks, a lot of people are getting quite angry that they have to wear a mask. I just wondered if people are getting angry because you say you don't have to wear a mask.
Well, you know, they are. You have mixed feelings. Some are grateful. Some are not grateful. You know, most of our customers aren't wearing masks anyway. Haven't from the day one.
I see.
Now, have you seen any Google reviews? Because, you know, anytime something like this happens, people that have never been there just jump on there.
I'm sure they have. No, I stay away from that.
Mark, can you check and see? Are they getting a lot of reviews?
But, you know, this always happens. People that probably have never been to Manchester, Kentucky.
Yeah, they have an opinion. They've never been here. Most of the bad reviews we're getting are from people that aren't even from here. Don't know what we're about or what we do.
Well, how do you know this guy that gave one star and said, "You'll get sick here"?
I don't know him.
Yeah.
Did you respond to him?
You should respond.
No, I don't. I choose to ignore them.
Okay, Mark, in the event of trying to be equal here, why don't you read the most recent 5-star reviews for Alvin's?
See newest.
Or just review.
Let's see. I love the mask sign, and yes, he is. So they agree with your stance on the governor.
Well, there's a lot of small businesses that are suffering across the state. They've been down for a long time. Some of the people that I know own businesses are not sure if they're going to be able to reopen because they've been down so long. That was their income was their business, and it got shut down.
No, I understand entirely where you're coming from on that issue.
But that's their point with the governor. They're very upset with our governor right now.
Hey, do you guys have tanning beds there?
We do have tanning beds.
Well, that's kind of unusual, isn't it, for a gas station convenience mart to have tanning beds?
Well, you know, it's kind of like it's just something you do with the small convenience stores. Some have them, some don't. Some have, you know, it just depends on what you want to do and how you want to make money.
I have to say,
I had the extra space available, so I utilized it that way to make extra income.
What a unique business move that is for you, because I can't for the life of me imagine going to a convenience store and going, "Oh, they got tanning beds. I'm going to hop in here for a half hour."
Yeah, we're a little bit different than your standard convenient. We offer dining inside when, you know, we're allowed.
Oh.
We have a full kitchen. We do home-cooked meals. We do a lot of different things.
Oh, wow. That sounds good. Some good old Kentucky home-style southern cooking?
Yes, exactly.
Sweet. Do you know, are there any polls on how people feel about the governor of Kentucky right now? Are people mixed in their feelings, or are they overwhelmingly against how long you were shut down?
Sure. I know there's a lot of businesses that have a Facebook page against the governor and his choices that are being made.
Yeah.
They feel like, and so do I, that we should have been on the same level field as a Walmart or a big box store. If they can abide by the CDC rules and they can stand line to line back to back in line and practice all the guidelines, then why couldn't they have been allowed to do the same?
I could not agree with you more, and we've seen the same thing here in Michigan, where the big three we're opening on Monday, and yet here's a barber, a one-man band in Owosso, who needs to cut hair to make money, and he can't open up. Well, what's more dangerous?
And small towns are based on small businesses, not Walmart. They don't vote these towns.
Yeah, I don't think any of us root for Walmart in a small town. You want those little businesses to stay alive because it's local flavor. But listen,
business ethics.
I'm glad we called you because it was unclear from the post, and of course, your whoever wrote that little note on the door that that was kind of carrying the narrative, and so now we've got it straight. And I understand where you're coming from, and I appreciate your spending a few minutes with us.
Well, you're welcome, and thank you for calling.
All right, you have a great day. Good luck.
You too. Bye
bye. She wrote the note.
Oh, she totally did.
She so wrote that note.
It's very angry. People are very,
yeah,
very angry.
Yeah, I know. These are everyone's tough times. Angry. That's why.
Did you see the angry guy I sent you on?
Oh, Costco guy?
Yes.
Yeah, play Costco guy. He's angry because they were taking a card away from him and telling him to go home. Or leave the store.
But Costco clearly said to him, look, it's our store policy. Why are you fighting with me?
This is, you know, this is part of the United States of assholes where people in disagreement want to argue, like the lady yesterday in Dana Point, California. She wanted to argue with the guy who was boogieing as he was disinfecting the carts. I mean, this guy was getting down while disinfecting. The other guy couldn't have been friendlier. She wanted to pick a fight with both of them so badly. Neither one of them has anything to do with the policy.
What was your favorite part of Mr. Costco fight guy? Please tell me you caught how many Instagram followers he has and that he was bragging about it to the guy.
No, I didn't. I didn't hear the whole thing.
Oh, it's right at the beginning. So you can barely hear it, but he brags about that he's sending it to all his followers. Here it is.
I just put you on my 3,000 follower Instagram feed, mostly locals.
Hi, everyone. I work for Costco, and I'm asking this member to put on a mask because that is our...
How awesome is that?
The guy starts addressing the Instagram followers!
The guy at Costco immediately takes command of the live stream. I love it.
That is so brilliant!
Yeah. Oh, let me back it up.
I just put you on my 3,000 follower Instagram feed, mostly locals.
Hi, everyone. I work for Costco, and I'm asking this member to put on a mask because that is our company policy. So either wear the mask
or... And I'm not doing it because I woke up in a free country.
How terrific the guy says.
For me.
Sir, have a great
Pull
day.
The stuff.
You are no longer welcome here in our warehouse. You need to leave.
Take his membership away.
You put it on, I'll give you my card. He's going to take the card away because he's a pussy little bitch. There he is, walking away with all my stuff.
Pussy little bitch. He just took your card away from you and you did nothing. So, Mr. Yeah. Tough Guy.
Why don't you beat
there
him up?
There he goes.
Tough guy.
Because I'm not a fucking sheep.
Well, the girl that's with you is because she has a mask on.
Wait, I'm not a fucking sheep. Is that the proper way to say that? I'm not a fucking sheep?
Well, yeah, right? Isn't that the
I'm
singular
not a
version?
Sheep?
I'm not a sheep.
Okay.
What's the single version of sheep?
I don't know. It just didn't sound good to me. I think it would have been better to say, you are sheep. You guys are sheep.
There he is, walking away with all my stuff.
It just sounded weird to me.
There he goes. Because I'm not a fucking sheep.
Okay.
Oh, there's an update to him, too. You ready?
Oh, yeah. I'm excited.
He apparently he made a new post visit live stream.
Oh, he's got a new message. Great.
What up, everybody? It's your favorite Reddit public freakout fucking villain, all right? And I'm going to tell you this. One, yeah, I'm a little fat. I get that. Two, I've got every fucking right to not wear a mask anywhere because this isn't about wearing a mask.
Not in the business.
This is about control, okay? And I'm not
morbidly
the fucking sheep.
Obese.
Y'all are the fucking sheep, every single one of you, going along with what everybody else is saying. I was one of the only people in that store not wearing a mask, which means you're protected from me and I'm protected from you, okay? That dude was hovering over me. He was stalking me. He was fucking with me. I just took out my camera at that.
Well, why didn't he have his camera out to begin with? That guy was doing that.
Moment so I could show people how this guy was acting towards one person, okay? So if everyone else is wearing a mask, then one person should be able to fly, if anything. This isn't about the mask. It's about control, okay? You need to get that through your thick heads and realize that I'm not the fucking sheep, okay?
Thank you.
I was the only one not wearing a mask in that thing. I'm saying that again, okay? The only one.
Shouldn't that tell you something that everyone else went along with the program probably because they needed stuff at Costco and maybe because they're just being careful?
Did you admire his
doesn't mean they're sheep.
Did you admire his logic, though? He's like, hey, everyone else had one on, so why do I need one?
Yeah, so what about the next asshole like him that comes in and refuses to wear a mask? Then you got two people without masks. Well,
does he forget that maybe if he coughs on something and he's asymptomatic, that someone else... I'm
not a doctor. All I know is...
Not like that dog at Virginia Tech.
No, I'm not. You're right. Why is he... He's acting like this guy who was just doing his job
is the biggest asshole. That's my problem.
Calls him a pussy. These are kind of people. And I realize every once in a while, people blow up at somebody they shouldn't blow up out of sheer incredible frustration. But you'll notice a lot of those people do apologize. They feel bad about it afterwards. This is the kind of guy, I bet he does this all the time. He probably
That dude's dying ASAP.
He probably looks forward to going someplace without his mask so he can get in a fight with somebody.
Once again, he was with a female. Presumably.
She had a mask?
She had a mask.
Oh, why didn't he call her sheep?
I don't know.
Because she's a chick?
I don't know.
So everybody else is the sheep. And all you people in the comment, you guys are the fucking sheep. Look at your comment. I'm the only one that sticks out from all of you fucking liberals. And yes, this is a partisan issue. So leave me your fucking comments and talk shit to me there in the comments, and I'll respond to you as much as Reddit will let me.
Good for him.
Why is this going on?
I don't think he's the best spokesperson for
it. No, he's not. And that's why everyone shouldn't have a voice. Let's get to the boner line. There's still a lot to talk about. And you want to read the sponsorship for manscaped.com?
Sure.
Go to promo code Drew and get 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. Promo code Drew.
That's pretty much the read.
If there's anything else you want to add to it, and I'm curious to hear the boner line.
It's wonderful. I mean, smooth as a baby down there. Brandon's smooth as a baby too, I've heard, right? I mean, Kristen was
it just never grew in to begin with, so yeah.
Well, that one or two Coke. The one or two that you had, you can trim it down with the Lawnmower 3.0 from Manscaped. It's the greatest ball hair trimmer ever created, or pubes, whatever. Any hair you want to really get rid of, it can do it. It's water resistant. You can use it in the shower. The battery's going to last.
These nuts!
If you're just a disaster down there like some people and you need a full 90 minutes, that's how long the battery will last. Of course, you're going to need some light down there. And the Lawnmower 3.0 has a light on it, LED. You can get precise trimming. I mean, come on. You can make a day out of becoming just smooth down there. So like Drew said, you can get 20% off free shipping using the code Drew at manscaped.com. That's 20% off. With free shipping at manscaped.com. Use promo code Drew right at checkout, and your balls, your pubes, everybody will thank you for doing that, and they bring you the boner line.
Why'd you take your pants off? My balls was hot. I understand.
Hey, guys, I got a separated birth list for you. I got Jimmy Carson on No Filter Sports saying good luck with this podcast, and the good luck with the podcast, guys.
Thanks again, Jimmy. Thanks, buddy. No good talking to you.
Thanks for having me. Good luck with this podcast.
Good luck with the podcast.
Good luck with the podcast.
All this talk of all these prisoners getting out for COVID-19, and nobody has yet mentioned Quame. He's getting ready for his comeback.
I want to tell you, Detroit, that you done set me up for a comeback.
No shoes, no shirt, no mask, no service.
No shirt, no shoes, no dice.
I just took delivery of my 2020 Ford Explorer from Zot Ford.
Nice.
Mr. Jim Bentley made it so cheap.
I couldn't help but buy it.
I got audio separated at birth. Ike Man, whatever. Sounds just like that guy. I don't do no homophobic.
Yeah, but no.
Okay, cool.
Got an audio separated at birth. Mega Man and Denzel Washington.
And I don't mind falling on the sword if I feel some level of responsibility.
You're about the biggest fool I ever saw. It's my job. It's my responsibility.
Brandon,
Dude, Peyton's Place, it's on ESPN Plus, but I recorded it Monday night, so this is Tuesday morning. I work overnight. They're going to the Vince Lombardi truck stop or whatever it is.
Is there anything that I can help you with?
I just started. I got pumped. I'm going to probably ejaculate too quick. But we might get to see David Trump in person.
Yeah, sometime. What? Yeah.
ESPN, look at it.
Or ESPN, as it's known in the biz.
Any idea who this service station is named after?
Vince Lombardi.
Vince Lombardi, yeah.
The Vince Lombardi what? Service area is physically located between the George Washington Bridge and Exit 18. Drive safely. Take care. Have a good day.
And wow. There was a follow-up with that. David Trump did not appear in the bit.
Oh, man. Think he's at home, isolating, working from home, David Trump?
Well, I'm sure that commerce and I'm sure everybody's still driving.
There's some uproar in Jersey right now because they got rid of tolls for a while due to coronavirus. People weren't driving. And I think they just added them back and people are pissed. So well, David Trump's going to be fielding a bunch of phone calls.
Are they a typical toll road in that the highway was paid for 20 years ago, yet they still
probably
take tolls for it?
Probably.
What was on the boner line?
That was one of the best separate at births ever. Mega Man and Denzel Washington.
I'm not even paying attention.
It was pretty dead on, man. That was really funny. Well done, Brandon.
Thank you. It was a brief one. I could use some calls. 209-66-BONER. Start your phone. Text it. Call it. Live it. Love it.
Yeah, I'm sure people will call. I got to tell you, I laughed so hard today because I had all these messages, and I ignored a lot of them because they were talking about the storm the other night. I'm like, I don't remember anything fascinating about the storm. So finally, after about the fourth one, I'm like, what the fuck? So I click on it, and it's a video, and it shows the lightning and whatnot. And then I was like, wait, did I miss something there? And I went back, I watched it again, and there,
isn't it great?
There is Wandy Joubert III and his huge penis, a cloud in the exact shape of him. What's the chance of that? I couldn't stop laughing.
And of course, the penis was like the lightning bolt that went down and hit. It was really funny. It's just the best.
Did we determine that was not? Do we?
She won't answer. She hasn't answered. The girlfriend just won't answer. I can't find the mom. I cannot find the mom.
Okay.
A little. I mean, I can dig a little more, but it's kind of hard to find where she is currently living, presently living.
Ready? You want to go to GMA at 7:32 this morning because Magic was on. Magic Johnson.
All right.
And he
get it out of here.
He's given $100 million to help minority businesses and female businesses, and it's in conjunction with Al Sharpton. So immediately I was a little...
Wait, why does he need Al Sharpton?
I don't know. I was disappointed.
Why does he need Al Sharpton?
He doesn't.
What the fuck is that?
He's got AIDS.
They want to vet all these and make sure these are, you know, minority businesses.
Yeah, that's why I wouldn't want Al Sharpton.
Here's the other thing that I think is interesting. And listen, because Magic... First of all, I just thought he'd go, yeah, we're giving $100 million, and we're just trying to help people. And
it's a very good thing.
And I'm happy, and look at my big smile, and I tamed the AIDS virus, and I beat it. You know, whatever. But he actually gets into explaining it, and I was really, like, getting uncomfortable, like, you know, you feel like you're on a teeter-totter when Magic gets a little deeper than...
Well, like, Magic what was he explaining?
What has he done?
How he got AIDS or how the coronavirus?
No. Oh. There's nothing about AIDS in this thing.
Oh.
Although there could have been because.
When he had those AIDS, I went to my synagogue and I prayed for him.
I mean, that would be a good conversation, actually, because that's a virus.
Mm-hmm.
It's a terrible virus that he thought was going to kill him. And, you know.
I bet you he knows Dr. Fauci.
Probably does. And I love Magic, generally speaking. And I thought when he attained the AIDS virus. That may have been when I loved him the most because he just was so positive and don't worry about me. And I really believe he was sincere. I think he's got a good heart. And those guys from that period, Barkley, Jordan, Bird, it was one of the fun things about watching The Last Dance was I really like a lot of those people.
Mm-hmm.
So here's Magic.
I really liked that time he hung up on Cookie when he was having the party at the house.
Well, that was Magic at his low point. And I want to mention, too, that when Magic got married to Cookie, it was like all of a sudden in the news, it was this huge deal. Magic marries Cookie or is going to marry Cookie. I don't remember which one it was.
Oh.
We had Kurt Rambis on, who was with the Suns at the time. And when Kirk called in, I don't think he knew we were live. And I said, hey, Kirk, you hear the news? Magic's getting married. And he was like, oh, no. No, he's not. This is no way.
And he's got AIDS.
Like, yes, he is. He goes, oh, I don't know if that's a good idea.
I thought you were going to talk about the time the Inquirer had the picture with him in the hot tub with the women. Yeah. And they covered their boobs with basketballs.
That was hilarious.
Instead of just a black bar.
That was when everyone thought he was dying, and he was still hot tubbing with hot chicks.
Yeah. All right, right at the beginning. You want this right at the beginning with Robin?
Yeah, it's pretty scintillating all the way through.
Gosh, turn it off, that big megawatt smile that you have
smile
going on there. Magic, how are you? How's Cookie? How's the family doing?
Do you remember that time, though, in The Last Dance when you started swearing and then he realized the camera was in the room?
Yeah.
He started editing himself. No, I love him.
I think he's got a good heart. I really do. I like Magic.
During this time, Magic.
Everybody's safe and everybody's doing good, and it's good to talk to you. I hope you're okay, and Michael and the whole crew there at Good Morning America. Stay safe.
Oh, thank you for that, Magic. And tell us a little bit more about this program, how it all came about.
I heard that.
What? Yes, Reverend Sharpton had called myself and Raphael, the owner of MBE Capital, and wanted us to come together and do something fantastic for minority firms across the country and women-owned businesses. So my company, Equitrust, we put up $100 million for these fantastic companies that were not part of the loan system, the stimulus package that went out, and they couldn't get loans. So we have to make sure that they stay in business and also keep their employees, which is really important. So the Paycheck Protection Program, we're going to come together, and MBE is going to make sure they vet these minority firms and women-owned businesses along with the SBA to make sure these companies get money, because they've been a pillar, and also they've been outstanding for our
Magic
community.
Magic Johnson is irrelevant in this thing.
So basically, Sharpton had this idea but didn't want to use any of his own money.
No, he doesn't have any money.
So he got Magic Johnson. Sharpton has money. Well, personal money.
No, he's always owes people money. He owes the government money. He's always in debt. He blows money out his ass.
Didn't he get paid? Didn't we find out he got paid like $800,000 from the National Action Network, the charity that he runs?
I didn't say he doesn't make money. He makes lots of money, but he doesn't manage it well. Anyway, I just want to point something out that Magic said. We have to make sure to vet these, or we have to vet these firms to make sure they get the money. That's an unusual kind of vetting, isn't it?
Yeah, don't you vet
them? Can you back it up?
Don't you vet them, then give them the money?
Can you back it up? I mean, why not just give them the money and then you're sure? You don't have to vet them.
With the SBA to make sure these companies get money because they've been a pillar and also they've been outstanding for our
That wouldn't be our, vetting them, would it?
Community. And
no, doesn't the bank do the vetting?
Back it up. Just listen to the whole thing. It's kind of fascinating.
So we have to make sure that they stay in business and also keep their employees, which is really important. So the Paycheck Protection Program, we're going to come together, and MBE is going to make sure they vet these minority firms and women-owned businesses along with the SBA to make sure these companies get money because they've been a pillar and also they've been outstanding
for our community.
And
I don't mean to split hairs with Magic.
They're doing a fantastic job of providing services to our community.
Well, I mean, they have to decide if it's a legitimate business to give the money.
He said vet them to make sure they get the money.
Well, what's interesting, so the SBA and the PPP, it goes first through a bank. Magic's not a bank. What does he need the SBA for?
He acted like they're working with PPP.
Yeah, that's...
Why wouldn't they loan the money? Why would they have to bring Magic into the fray?
That's what I'm saying. The way the PPP works is a bank, you get the loan through the bank, and they work in conjunction with the SBA to vet the loan application. But he's not a bank, so he could just give the money.
Okay, you're really making my point, which is, should Magic really be going into details?
Why not?
I mean, I adore the guy. Set two drops at once.
I think the reason he's going into such great detail is so someone doesn't say something like,
"Big Magic Johnson, what has he done?"
I mean, I believe that he really wants to help people. That's what he should say.
Sure.
I just don't think the details are necessarily all straight here.
That's where the devils are.
Because
I don't know. He does have some enemies.
Make no mistake, Magic Johnson. I will f***ing end you.
He does say, too, that these businesses, why would they not be part of the stimulus package? If they need money and they're trying to employ people, why would they cut out minority and women-owned businesses?
Well, they wouldn't. They're not supposed to.
Okay. Again,
and there is still money left in the second round. That's the one thing that they've come to find out. The second round of funding, remember they added another $60 billion? Mm-hmm. No, $60 billion for small banks, but another, what, $250 billion. There's money left over because what they found out is, you know, a lot of the big companies already got their money, first of all, so the big loans are gone. But then a lot of companies now are really weary of getting it because they've been outed. So that's a good thing that they've been outed.
Well, my point is, do you think he's really commandeering this subject matter?
Well, yeah, I think he's sitting in the office and he's calling up the SBA and he says, hello, SBA, this is Magic Johnson. I don't know why what he needs
and
these
and Robin
small-
asks no follow-up questions whatsoever.
I'm just confused.
And I wouldn't either, cuz it would just get more complicated, which okay, I think is not a win-win.
Here's my question for Magic. Is this a loan that you're giving these people, or is this like a grant? Cuz you're not a bank.
I'm not sure he knows the answer.
He's
to that
not question. No, it's a grant. He's just giving it to him. So he doesn't he's actually if anything he's bogging down the SBA. Right?
Isn't well, he? Are they all going to, if they do attempt to get money that way, are they going to reveal that they got a grant for Magic? Is that going to matter?
Is who going to reveal it?
The company.
Of course not.
No, I know. Well, that's what I mean. I'm not sure this really, but I think he's just mischaracterizing it. I'm not sure he knows the details. I think he just wants to help.
Yeah, which is, you know, I guess that's.
It's admirable. Anyway, let's wrap it up with Magic.
Really, in a disproportionate rate. Is that part of the reason why you wanted to focus on these types of businesses?
Back that up. Yes, right. What up?
Sorry. Wouldn't it be great if he started every answer with,
What up?
Yes. Back that traitor up again!
Really, in a disproportionate rate.
Robin!
Back it up. I'm missing the first part of her comment.
They've been doing a fantastic job of providing services to our community.
And we have seen how the virus has really hit the minority community, really in a disproportionate rate. Is that part of the reason why you wanted to focus on these types of businesses?
Softball.
Yes, Robin, because first of all, when you think about health-wise, it's been really affecting our community in a big way. We're dying at really record numbers in terms of from the virus, in terms of African Americans. So we want to make sure that first we get the word out.
He's got AIDS.
stay safe. Take care of your family. And then on the financial side, we got to make sure these businesses can stay open. We don't want any minority firm in America to close because of this virus and because they couldn't get a loan. And also, too, businesses to grow.
Mark, you just said loan.
Yeah, the SBA loans. So I
okay. So
I,
they really, couldn't get the SBA loan. So that's why Magic's making the grant.
Yeah,
but the grant is not.
I
loan.
Like to help minorities.
I mean, it seems like you're saying now that you're really, since you can't borrow money, I'm going to give you money, which is even better.
Now you're really getting into the weeds of things because with the PPP, they don't know.
I know they're going to forgive them. They, probably
there's a thinking that the majority of the money, if they're spent like 75% on payroll, then it's forgiven. But they there's been no instruction as to how they have to prove it or if it will be forgiven.
They had to get the money out there. They had to get it out there. And,
exactly.
That was a good move.
That's
a great
move.
That was a good move.
So, but I got to say, if I was trying to get a loan, I'd rather get the Magic Johnson loan
than
one from a bank. Is he charging 1% or is he just saying, I'm gonna give you money, whatever you need.
We need to get Rashawn on our team and go for the magic money.
Well, we have Trudy. That's
go for the grant. Oh, yeah, Trudy, that's
just
right.
She's going to make her a 51% owner in,
amen,
in the LLC, and then you're good.
I don't know. She could turn into a power-hungry big head, though. You never know.
Get rid of everybody. Not just 51%.
We have come out of this situation, and we're back. I hope.
He looks like he's on AIDS.
These firms can also grow and also get scale, too, at the same time.
Huh? As we know, Magic, you have been a success both on and off the court. What advice do you have for businesses during this time, especially small businesses?
What up?
Yeah, I think the main thing is try to make sure you can keep your employees. Make sure that also, too, that they're doing
the... Why is it magic, instead of giving $100 million to the businesses, just give money to the employees?
Well, that's what he says is the most important thing.
Yeah, so just give them money.
These tough times that hopefully, you know, you can survive. Make sure that you stay in contact like I'm doing with all my clients and customers that, you know, are through some of the businesses that I own, because we don't know how long it's going to be before we get back to work. But
is Magic giving his own businesses loans so he can write them off simultaneously?
Pretty soon we are going to get back to work. And so you want to make sure that you stay in touch with your clients and say, hey, I hope that you're okay. I hope things are going well. And when we get back to work, we can sit down and do some more business. So I've called 100 CEOs that I'm in business with. I've called all these companies just to check on them, make sure they're okay.
No, I'm not sure how to distill this advice, to be honest.
Can we see a ledger of the 100 people that you called? I'm sure you called a few.
I want a forensic accountant to go through this entire conversation.
I think 100, once again, that's just kind of a hyperbolic number. You could have said, if you'd be as smart as I've called 93 business owners.
Oh, well, excuse me for being a fucking businessman.
After this, tell them we'll be ready to go.
And that's right. You can still communicate, especially during this time.
Robin's a little taken aback by all the data.
To do that. All right. Let's talk a little hoops. Let's talk Last Dance. We saw you have such a special relationship with Michael Jordan, special. And it was really moving after that first title that they won, his first of six, beating the Lakers, beating you in the Lakers.
Words can't describe him. He's poetry in motion.
Hadn't seen before that hug. Can you just give us more context of that moment, Magic?
What up?
Well, you know, Michael made the point that he had won a lot of scoring titles, but he was never in the category of Magic Johnson and Larry Bird. So, winning championships. So once he won that first one against my Showtime Lakers, we were both in a locker room. And so there's a door in between the visitor's locker room and the Laker locker room. And so I told their PR person want to grab Michael because I want to congratulate him. And so when he came through the door, I mean, we just hugged and just he was just crying. He was so happy to win his
He's got AIDS.
His father was there with him as well. And we just had a special moment. Michael and I have always been great friends. We respect each other. I think on the court, we were great rivals, but at the same time, we really loved each other, especially when we had that special moment with the Dream Team, and we both were able to play with each other and represent our country and win the gold medal. And then last but not least, we followed each other in terms of as businessmen now, too. So we got a lot in common. We're both close to our mothers and our family. And I just love them. And I love the fact that we needed this Last Dance documentary because the country needed something to look forward to, you know. And it gave us all these thrills and took us back as well as took us forward, too. And
I'm glad a lot. Well,
I want you two to kiss each other.
And boom, Jordan, those diamonds.
That was the PR guy.
Thank you. Thank you for saying that.
Robin really had trouble absorbing all that.
In particular, let the little whippersnappers know what was. But the respect that you and Bird and others showed him. And I know that you're going to be a part of After the Dance with Stephen A. Smith. It's a Sports Center special tonight. Yeah.
After the Dance, you're going
to be on there. Thank you. My love to Cookie. And thank you for the program that you're doing and helping so many people. And can I get a Go Spartans? Because the ABC anchor in Philly.
Who told you to get my cookies?
I told him to get a Go
green,
Spartans.
Go white. Go Spartans. Go green.
There
go
you
white.
Go.
What up?
Spartia!
Magic's great. That is kind of weird though in The Last Dance how, you know, they have this hard fought series and it's cool that they would come in and talk to each other.
No, I that's what I mean. I just thought there were some really great people involved in those years of the NBA and Jordan, I feel like a jerk saying this cuz people get mad every time, but I really think he's a pretty good guy overall and he had great parents And, you know, look at him crying on the floor because his father isn't there to see that thing. I mean, that was a heavy deal. It's like, I had no idea Michael Jordan cried so much.
Yeah, Carl. You think LeBron's a good guy?
Daddy.
Yeah, I think LeBron's a good guy.
He's a really good guy. I think he's sincere.
I think he's well-intended.
Sincere about making money.
I think. unfortunately, I think LeBron is as much a beneficiary as he is a victim of social media because I just don't think most people are meant to spill out as many random thoughts as social media has made it virtually normal to do. And so there's a lot of people who hate LeBron, and they're about things that they wouldn't even know about him if he was just normally keeping to himself, doing his thing, like Jordan. I'm sure Jordan had a lot of thoughts that probably would make people hate him too, but he didn't spill them out there because he couldn't.
I thought it was cool when they finally beat the Pacers in that Game 7, which, by the way, I know this guy's been portrayed like a dick, Reggie Miller.
Yeah.
Who's not separated at birth with it in all
my sweetheart. No, not even close. Should we make that demonstration at some point?
We know about you, sweetheart.
We need to call Maz about Ken Osmond anyway.
Oh, okay. But what I was going to say, so I thought it was cool when Jordan was walking in the bowels of the arena and then Larry Bird was there. And they had that moment where he's like, oh, now you got time to golf, Larry.
And it kind of showed fuck you, you bitch.
No, that was really, that was kind of cool because that's, you know.
How can you not like those guys? I mean, they were about as hardcore on the court as you could possibly be. And yet they had great perspective on it all. They all won, too. They all got their championship. So none of them really didn't feel too bad about
it. Yeah. So you want to do Tom?
Man, yeah, I'm trying to think if there's anything I want to do first before I...
Well, you know he's not going to answer, first of all.
Okay, go ahead and call him.
So, of course, now that I say that, he's probably going to call.
On the sports front, Jeff Rieger has been named Wojo's replacement. Or not, Wojo's partner to replace Kyle Bogey.
Yeah, well...
I don't think they'd get him a partner. I thought they'd just have him do it on his own.
Kind of surprised. Do you think he got a bump in pay?
Mark, that was the first question I asked myself. Gee, what if they paid him anything extra for that? If they just said, hey, this is great, man. You're a full-timer, so you should be happy about that.
Exactly.
You'll I can't believe he's been there 18 years, and this is his first locked-in gig in terms of
good for him.
His own show.
You'll get to fill in more. You'll get more work. It'll be wonderful.
I remember when I took my job at WROV full-time. I'd been part-time, and they said you're going to make $200 a week, which I thought was great because I only made, I think it was before taxes, $130 a week at WVVV and WJJJ Blacksburg. And then I said, oh, well, what are there any other benefits like health care or anything? And he said, we have unlimited free car washes at the Bubble Tunnel Car Wash.
Oh, my God. You abused the shit out of that, though, did
and
you?
I said, yes, I did. And then I asked about, what about health care? He said, well, no, we can't afford health care, but there's quite a few psychic benefits. It's like, psychic benefits?
What's that?
He meant like you could do side gigs and stuff because people knew who you were. And what an honor it was to be a personality at that station.
What a joke.
No, it was a joke.
Yeah.
Can you reach Tom Basilway? Sorry I missed your call. Leave me a message and I'll try you right back.
Pal Sam.
Thanks.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Maz! We need to talk some Ken Osmond.
Sure, yeah.
Sorry, by the way, about his death. I'm sure you were quite upset. But if we could possibly eulogize him on the show, call us back. Thanks, Maz.
Mother effer.
What if he's eulogized him on the rap yet? I mean, this could be the first eulogy from Maz.
I don't know. Is he still ghosting you? Of course he is.
Should we play EJ Johnson at the beginning of every call we make? Just to kind of open it up on a friendly note?
It's incredibly friendly.
That is Magic's son, by the way, you've been hearing, saying, what up, what up, what up?
If I can just find it again, jeez.
Saw him on the reality
show. What up, what up, what up?
I saw him on the reality show he's on. Oh, my God, those shows. I really don't watch the Vanderpump rules, whatever. But anytime I do, it's a lot of eye rolling, like most reality TV.
Doesn't Isaiah have a? Does Isaiah have a gay kid?
I think he does.
Yeah,
yeah.
And Dwayne Wade has a transgendered kid. That's really interesting, isn't it?
Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie have a.
Yeah, but I just mean these athletes.
Transgender child too. Yeah, Well, I mean, there's gay people everywhere. That's what we've learned.
Do they feel more comfortable coming out because their dads are superstars?
Maybe that's
in their communities.
True. This mask thing, and I know Maz will call back in any second, this mask thing has become really, it seems to be a focal point for expressing how you feel about COVID-19. And I'm not going to say I understand it, but, you know, the guy with the disagreement at Costco, he's like a lot of people who seem to take pride in not wearing a mask. And I honestly, that dude's
dying ASAP.
I'm surprised that it's that big a deal, but I think it's going to continue to be a big deal. And unfortunately, there's so many assholes in this country now. Yeah. As we pointed out, there's a United States of assholes, which is a subset of the United States of America, mm-hmm. that these incidents just get terribly ugly because everybody wants to confront at this liquor store in Flint. It's a security guard who's trying to keep customers out due to capacity limits. So they're trying to keep social distancing. And this one guy is absolutely livid about it. He starts punching the security guard, who is able to pull a gun at some point. He's not even able to take target at this guy. He fires the gun, which hits the ground and ricochets into the guy's ankle.
Pretty lucky.
Very lucky. So he's alive. He had to go to the hospital. But, you know, is that even close to worth it? And the Flint security guard, this guy's just trying to make a living, for crying out loud. Give him a fucking break. That's a second security guard that's been involved in a shooting in the last, 2 weeks?
Yep. Another guy
just dead.
Doing his job.
And I understand, you know, people feel their freedom has been restrained, and the mask is the easy symbol to sort of demonstrate mm-hmm. how angry you are about that.
There's going to be another demonstration on the Capitol on the 31st. Did you see that?
I didn't. Why? We're opening up.
Hey. Yeah, are we opening up on the 28th?
Yeah.
This one's going to have food, live music, and vendors. So basically, it's a fair. Because even though we're opening up, they're not going to allow, you know, mass gatherings, you know, sporting events and festivals won't be able to happen. So they're going to take the festival to the Capitol.
Great. Great. I'm sure it'll be fantastic.
The organizer.
Give the news people something to do for a day.
The organizer of the event. They're going to have arts and crafts and beauticians and massage therapy. But she said that.
On the Capitol grounds?
Yeah.
Well, how are they going to do that?
I don't know.
Aren't the state police going to just not allow them to assemble rides and things?
Freedom of assembly!
What kind of arts and crafts are we talking about?
Freedom of assembling rides?
I don't think there should be rides.
Well, you said it was a fair for the kids or something.
Oh, you know, your typical art fair kind of stuff, Brandon. Like,
a set of booths.
Like dream catchers.
I already made like affinity of those at scout camp.
Well, the Ann Arbor art fair is canceled, so maybe this will make up for those people, those artists. But I'm surprised the creator said that they will not be intimidated by the governor's empty threats. I just think that's weird to take, like, people think that she's doing this because she wants to.
Well, I will say this. If you think that she has gone overboard
that's
regarding
fair,
the virus and you feel that our economy is, you know, we're going to face dire economic consequences, and a lot of people do feel this way, and, you know, they'll tell you a million different reasons because this is a virus that gives you half a percent chance of dying if you get it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't even know if it's half a percent.
Most recently, 0.5. Yeah.
Yeah. But do we really, I mean, some people say there's so many more people that have this that they're not counted that it's really much lower than that.
Well, there's deaths that aren't being counted.
Well, and, you know, again, all the numbers can
be. And then there's deaths that they're adding because they get 30,000.
Yeah, the funeral homes get an extra 30 grand. I did not get any response on that, by the way.
Funeral? Well, I think you get.
But I'm interested in all conspiracy theories.
Well, I think it's born out of Medicaid recipients. The hospitals get money to cover it, right? If it's somebody with Medicare or Medicaid who gets sick because they don't have the insurance to cover it, which a lot of insurance is covering some of it. I don't know.
And Trump is visiting the Rawsonville Ford plant. on Thursday, which violates Whitmer's order. Yeah.
She should lock him up.
Non-essential visits to manufacturers. So stupid. She apparently will not lock him up. So someone already asked her, and she even answered and said, no, we're not going to bother with that, which is smart, I think.
She should try to meet with him.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Well, why not? Put it out there.
What would come of that?
I don't know.
I mean, maybe. What harm can be caused? I just see some ugly back and forth coming and then just people spewing off on it.
But if she said, you know, I tried to have a meeting with him to talk about the situation here.
Now, I'm curious to see at the plants. They said they will ask him to wear a mask. There's a requirement to be in the plant. So will he wear a mask or will they not care that he's not wearing a mask and just let it go?
He won't wear a mask.
There's no way he's wearing. No, he'll wear a mask backstage.
The mask, it just won't end. Today I got,
because it's a symbol now, Drew.
Two videos sent to me. Well, this was it. This was interesting. And I'm interested in the topic. I just don't want people getting in fights at businesses with people who don't even have anything to do with the policy. And I feel that it's a small thing to be asked to do, and there's just a lot that we don't know. So I don't know what the harm is. But anyway, I realize people are very upset about it. So this is a press conference with Trump's new press secretary, who, by the way, is really hot.
Oh, yeah.
What's her name?
I don't know her name.
Where'd she come from?
I have no idea.
I mean, she's very quite attractive. I don't think we've ever had a press secretary this attractive. My personal
Haley McEnany.
Yeah, have you seen her, Brandon?
She's the blonde. I think she's been the press secretary for a while, but since
she's fairly new, I thought, isn't she?
Yeah, I think she is.
Well, the thing is, though, is they haven't done any, they haven't done any of them. No White House ever since. What's her butt? What's the big chick's name? The Beast.
Oh, Huckabee Sanders.
Yes, ever since she left, they just decided, you know what, we're not going to be doing these daily or weekly. I mean, plus Trump's already out there himself, you know, because of the COVID, doing his own pressers every day.
Haley Mackin, this is based on my Wikipedia research, began her media career as a producer for Huckabee and then later on Fox News and then later worked as a political analyst for CNN. She was then the national spokesperson for the RNC. So that's a fair jump, okay. RNC to White House spokesperson.
Anyway, she finishes the press conference. And this is somebody sent me, you're asking about wearing masks and just said, watch this. And so I watched it and she finishes her press or whatever it is, whatever you call it, daily soiree. And all the reporters get up, pull their masks down and get on with their business, chatting with each other, walking out. And it looks like it looks like a show.
Yeah, it is a show.
So I don't know.
They should be wearing it. I don't even know.
I don't know what that means. Does that mean the reporters don't believe they have to wear a mask?
They should leave it on.
Yeah. I don't know. She wasn't wearing a mask, though, speaking. And then this hydrochloroquine thing is
I don't believe him. I don't think he's taking it.
I don't know. Why is he telling us he's taking it? Because in some... Oh, here's another one.
Because he wants to be right.
I mentioned it yesterday. And somebody wrote in, I can't believe how clueless you are about all these great studies about hydrochloroquine. Studies about taking it before you have coronavirus to prevent the coronavirus? I don't know what studies you're talking about. Because if there were, I have no objection to this drug. I thought it was a very promising drug when I first heard about it. Some people swear by it.
Yep.
But the research they did, which wasn't a ton... But the one study said that, I forgot how many people said it helped, and some people said they got symptoms that were not good. I don't think anyone died.
They've decided the risk far outweighs any reward.
I don't know if it was far outweighs, but they just felt that it wasn't, based on that study of 350 people, they felt that it was not something to move forward on. So why he's telling people, I just don't even understand this. Why is his doctor prescribing it to him? If by the way, it's not something good and he doesn't have the virus, why would his doctor agree to give it to him?
Doesn't want to get fired.
Well, that's the obvious answer, but then you're not really a doctor because he's deciding what he wants to. He's deciding his own treatment. And that's not even good for him.
So then, but based on that exchange he had during that weird little press conference, I just felt like he's just saying this. He's not really taking it, is he?
Well, I don't know why the doctor would agree that he's taking it. I mean, the whole thing is just what it. I mean, now there's so much about it too. It's like no one can even let it go. Fox News, even though their medical guy said no, this doesn't make any sense.
But that's right.
Nancy Pelosi said she's upset about it because, what'd you say? Oh, because he's morbidly obese, which
Jesus Christ.
Seemed like a bit of a
obese,
of a cheap shot. Yeah.
Listen to this, how she totally kisses Anderson Cooper's ass.
We started with the president's comments about that anti-malarial drug, hydroxychloroquine.
Madam Speaker, what's your reaction to the president saying that he's now taking hydroxychloroquine? Are you concerned?
Well, first let me say how happy I am about your new baby, how lovely, Wyatt, how perfectly named. We all know why that is, and congratulations.
No, we don't
and
all
as you,
know that.
As you now are a father, you see how important it is to keep the world safe for the children, for the children. As far as the president is concerned, he's our president, and I would rather he not be taking something that has not been approved by the scientist, especially in his age group and in his, shall we say, weight group, what is morbidly obese, they say. So I think it's not a good idea.
Has he tweeted at her about this yet? But I'm sure there's some tweet storm coming about him being morbidly obese.
They asked him about it.
Last night, Nancy, Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, called you morbidly obese. I just wanted to know what you had to say in response.
Oh, I don't respond to her. I think she's a waste of time.
What are your priorities? What did you tell
them? That's it.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Two of the most powerful people in the world.
Nancy, as I call her.
One doesn't have time for the other one calls the other one morbidly obese, and one is taking hydroxychloroquine for reasons we don't really understand. I mean,
what the
fuck's just great.
What is going on?
Okay. You know, there was some interesting audio that maybe isn't so interesting, but it's probably interesting to talk about. I'll start with the one I saw right before the show, which was Tekashi 6ix9ine.
Oh, no. What now?
Accusing Ariana Grande and Justin Bieber of buying the number one position in Billboard.
Okay, and?
Yeah, with 6 credit cards and.
So what?
So listen, I want the world to know that Billboard is a lie. You can buy number ones on Billboard. I want that to register in your head. You can buy number ones on Billboard. Now, let me tell you what happened.
Oh, pause, yeah. Pause for just a second. This pisses me off for so many reasons. The first one being that he has the number 3 record is annoying,
yeah.
If nothing else.
Yeah. Which, once again, is based on streams. So basically, you don't have to buy an album.
No.
It can become number one. A lot of it's based on streams.
I think his music sucks. I think a lot of this is because he does get in trouble all the time, so therefore that gives him credibility. He was in a gang, and this is all great. Mm-hmm. So you should always listen to his music because he gets in trouble all the time. Number two, it makes me mad because this fuck commits armed robberies, videotapes them. He has videotapes a 13-year-old having sex. He puts a half-nude 13-year-old on Instagram. I mean, the list goes on and on and on and on and on. He should be in prison for at least 20 years, but because he rats out all these people, he gets 2 years. Then he gets out for coronavirus. This is the luckiest fucking criminal on earth. And now he's making all this money doing these stupid videos and songs, which are just bullshit, and he's complaining. And not only that, you know, TMZ just runs with it. Oh, this is Tekashi. You know, and this guy talks about how he's cheated out of being number one and, you know, how corrupt the system is. He is telling us how corrupt the system is. Tekashi 6ix9ine.
Who's benefited probably more than anybody.
Fucking asshole. I know. He should be kissing anyone's ass he can kiss.
Yeah.
Poor Tekashi. Oh, my God. I hate this guy.
What is he wearing, by the way?
He's got a weird hat on.
Yeah.
It looks like silk undies.
I don't know. I wish he would be over. God, I wish I could. Yeah, I haven't said this in a long time because I don't like getting older, but I wish I could fast forward to the end of Tekashi 6ix9ine. whatever that means.
It'll be a long time.
Then we have Brian Austin Green on his podcast. I didn't know Brian Austin Green had a podcast. Except actually the other day when I read, they said that he had no projects in the pipeline, and they mentioned the last thing he worked on, which was kind of a while ago. And then they said he appears to make income through his podcast and Cameo.
Well, he hasn't done Cameo in ages, though.
But that's so depressing that people like him do podcasts basically because they have to make money.
Yeah.
And there's national advertisers just go, oh, Brian Austin Green, yeah, we'll buy it.
It is the most, so TMZ had a clip of it, 4.5 minutes, and oh my God, it probably took me 30 minutes to listen to it because I just kept spacing out and going, wait, what did they say? What did they say? Because he's talking about a dream that he had. Do you want me to play it?
I haven't listened to this yet. I saw some conversation about it, but honestly, when I first got into it, I for the first time, this shows the softness that's enveloping me. I got to get rid of it somehow. I actually felt sorry for the guy because he's obviously more than obsessed with this girl.
I feel
can't
bad
stand
for
to let her go. He's not doing anything terrible. He's not stalking her. He's not threatening her. He's just lost on this chick. I mean, he's just absolutely out of his mind, upset. And so now he's saying that she came back and said, I'm just like myself better when I'm not with
that's,
you.
That's what they, yeah.
And also,
he explains that part.
He also says that she said that she met this guy. He called him by his real name,
yeah,
not Shotgun Kelly.
Machine Gun Kelly. Shotgun's his
then,
brother. That's his brother.
He says that they don't have a relationship. They're just friends. And,
yeah, right.
Oh, man.
Yeah, right.
That's when I felt sorry
He's
for him, actually.
He's been blowing
loads. This is Kelly.
She's been so covered in his loads.
He's so bummed out about this. He can't face the fact that this guy is just pounding her like she's never been pounded before.
Squish, splurt. Working.
And so I was at home with the kids, and everything was fine. And about 3 weeks into her being gone and shooting, I had a dream, which most people dream.
Bloop.
But I don't ever remember.
This is right up there with Martin Luther King Jr.'s dream.
My dreams. I wake up in the morning and it's like.
It was always my dream to work at a porn store.
I don't remember anything. I fell asleep and I woke up this morning and it's all done. But I had this dream that she came back from work. And that we were distant, that things were off, that things were weird. And I sent her a text that day and I was like, hey, I had this dream last night, which shocked her because I don't ever really dream. And I told her what it was, and she texted me back and she said, you know, I'm really sorry that you had that. That's terrible.
Fake.
and so I felt better. I felt
she
like,
took the
okay,
path
well,
of least resistance.
I just had a dream.
Don't blame her.
We're distant, but everything's fine. And then she got back from being out of the country and working, and we were distant.
Everything was
it
fine.
It was almost exactly what I had dreamed. But I gave her a couple weeks. I figured, you know, she's been out of the country. She's jet lagged. She's been shooting nights.
What an awkward couple of weeks that must have been in Brian Austin Green, Megan Fox household, do you think? And how long does it take to get overcome jet lag? A couple of weeks?
Jeez, I have to give her some time to recoup a little bit and get back into life.
No, no.
And
no.
And so I did. And about 2 weeks
and
had
it didn't
passed.
Help.
And things hadn't really changed. They hadn't progressed. We weren't feeling any closer towards each other.
I have this horrible feeling in my stomach right now.
And so I'd sent her a text that day, saying,
"Hey, remembers every tiny detail.
I've given you a couple weeks. I understand if you're jet lagged and if that's the case and you're tired and you're recouping. I totally understand that. Should I be concerned about our marriage? If that's not the case?" And she responded back, "Hey, let's talk about it later." So right away, I was thinking. That's not very good.
Yeah, that's not a text you ever want to get.
Yeah.
It's not what you want to hear is, yeah, we're good.
What's that?
That didn't
work
out so well.
Did you bang my wife?
Fine, I don't ever want to see you again. go away. I'm dating somebody else. I hate you.
No, it was more like this.
Babe, wait. Babe, wait. Babe, wait.
Oh, jeez.
babe, 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 wait, babe, no, babe, no, babe, no, babe.
Yeah, where are you? Yeah. So, she came home because she had been working.
Do you think if he was in a couple of the big box office movies every year that any of this would happen?
Well, no. Machine Gun Kelly's got a few movies coming out.
Yeah, Machine Gun Kelly is on the rise. He's got music that's like, you know, really popular with the youth. He's
friends with
Pete Davidson. Bird Bath or whatever.
Yeah.
He was in that Netflix movie with Sandra Bullock.
Oh, yeah, he was. Bird Box.
Bird Box.
He's in the Motley Crue movie, isn't he?
He's in the Motley Crue movie. He's best friends with Pete Davidson, who's the best comedian in the world right
now.
Live.
He's on Instagram.
Fire.
He's on Instagram, by the way.
Pete Davidson is back on Instagram to promote his movie. Did you hear what Machine Gun Kelly said when Brian Austin Green reached out to him?
I did not.
I'm going to fuck your girlfriend, pal.
It's kind of rude.
Oh, man. That's
no, terrible. I'm just kidding. When Reach for Comedy, he actually said,
oh, God. I can't believe my dick just barfed that much.
All right, play the rest.
Yeah, we're fine. Yeah.
Play the rest of Brian.
So she came home because she had been working that day. She came home later, and we sat down in the living room, and we talked about it, and she said, awkward. You know what? I realized while I was out of the country working alone that
there was a penis other than yours that I liked more.
That I feel more like myself.
I needed friction on my vagina immediately.
This guy was just plowing me over and over and over
during that experience. And I think that might be something worth trying for me.
Boy. And, I think it's more than she thinks.
And I was shocked and I was upset about it, but
I think she meant I can't stand the sight of you.
I can't be upset at her, and I wasn't upset at her because she didn't ask to feel that way. She didn't, you know, it wasn't a choice she made. That's the way she honestly felt.
Are we really sure that wasn't a choice?
She's just really sick of you.
Hang on, let me just ask my boner. Oh, yeah, he's fine with it.
More comments from Machine Gun Kelly.
I bet your bush smells like Chinatown during a heat wave.
She likes the Bad Boys.
She met this guy, Coulson.
Okay, this is where I want to cry.
On this film she's working on. I've never met him. Goes by Machine Gun Kelly. I've never met him. But, you know, Megan and I have talked about him, and they're friends at this point.
Fake.
And
No.
From what she's expressed, he's a really just nice, genuine guy.
With a huge dick.
And I trust her judgment. She's always had really good judgment. And
Shia LaBeoufu.
And I don't want people to think that her or he are villains or I was a victim in any way.
Oh boy.
With any of this because I wasn't.
Wow.
Ugh.
It's Brian Austin Green from his podcast.
Yeah.
It's really, really sad.
I was reading comments.
Oh, more comment from Machine Gun Kelly.
Oh,
hey, fuckhead, he said it was okay.
So we should all back off because Brian said it was okay. He gave them their blessing to be friends.
I was reading comments. People were just, the comments were just so horrible. It was like, let's see. I think most of them were to the effect that,
hey, douchebag.
She's almost over. In terms of, you know, she's got three brats and she just passed 30, so she wants to pick up some nice cock while she still can.
Yeah, no, that's not. She's still hot as hell.
She's very pretty.
She was probably around him, and he started banging her, and she just thought that
was different. Did you bang my wife?
Different and new, and she said, so long, Austin Green, and it's sad. It sucks. It sucks for him. Hey, she's happy.
Roger Waters and David Gilmour, also another commentary, a little audio of Roger Waters, as Roger wants to promote a project of his on the Pink Floyd website. And David Gilmour said, nope, you're not in Pink Floyd. So, not going to happen.
With children.
I know, it's stupid. At this point, by the way, does it matter now? I mean, 20 years ago, yeah, okay, I could see.
Well, it needs to be pointed out, too, that didn't he leave the band and then sue him?
Yes, he did leave the band, and Rodgers, his biggest gripe, I think, is that he wrote a lot of the songs, and they continued on as this giant band playing a lot of his music while he really struggled for a while. I mean, Radio Chaos didn't do well. However, Rodgers incredibly talented. Rodgers great. And, you know, I went to the Wall Tour the couple years, 5 years ago, 4 years ago. It was fantastic. I mean, he's a brilliant guy. He's a great songwriter. I also think he's very difficult.
Now, Brandon, are you on Gilmore's side typically?
Well, I think I'm on Gilmore's side for the most part. And emailed me messages, but I read a book in high school about the making of Dark Side of the Moon, and I can't remember who the author was, but they had a bunch of, you know, engineers and pretty much everybody who was around kind of contributed to it. And the way it sounded to me after reading the book is just Roger was a complete ass to everybody else. He was telling David Gilmour his guitar solos sucked. He was giving Richard Wright shit. And all in all, I mean, I think we know that album, which is now what, 950 weeks.
First one it's ever reached that. Many weeks
in the Billboard 200. It's insane. Well, I just walked away from that book thinking that Roger was an asshole, and so I've kind of kept that ever since.
Well, now he seems kind of like a baby complaining about not being part of the Pink Floyd website. Which, does he need to be part of the Pink Floyd website?
Dave Gilmore. It's Dave Kilminster. Dave Kilminster.
I skipped ahead like a minute
because he rambles on about some song.
Please have a better name for him if you're going to say.
Yeah.
So that's got that cleared up. But it did make me think, I think 1.5 million of you have viewed our new version of Mother, which is lovely. It really warms my heart, I have to say. But it does bring up the question of why is this video not available on a website that calls itself the Pink Floyd website?
Whiner.
Well, the answer to that is because nothing from me is on the website. I am banned by David Gilmore from the website.
Now it's equally childish for Gilmore. Roger, you're banned from the website as if he's running.
He's not Pink Floyd. No, he's Roger Waters. He hasn't been Pink Floyd since, what, 80?
85?
Around there? Yeah.
It's just so childish.
I understand what bothers him, but it was his choice. And he did not try to mend fences for a long, 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 long time. They finally played together. Was that the 08 thing or 07, whatever that was?
Something with the Queen, was it?
Yeah, it was on TV. I watched it. Was that 777 or the Economic Summit thing?
Yeah, I don't remember.
Anyway, it was great. It was wonderful. I loved seeing them play together, but that was the end of that. Four songs, I think.
And to your earlier point about like what bothers him being the songwriter, his Twitter bio reads, English rock musician, singer, songwriter, and composer, best known as bass player, co-lead vocalist, lyricist, and principal songwriter in the rock band Pink Floyd.
Yeah, I think that's probably true. You could probably argue with a couple things on there, maybe, a little bit.
About a year ago, I convened a sort of Camp David for the surviving members of Pink Floyd at a hotel at the airport in London. And where I proposed all kinds of measures to get past this awful impasse that we have and predicament we find ourselves in.
Not a predicament for them.
It sounds
like a great one.
I'm sorry to say. But one of the things that I asked for, I suggested that because whoever the 30 million of you are who subscribe to the webpage, you do so because of the body of work that the five of us created. That's Sid, me, Rick, Nick, and David over a number of years. And in consequence, it seems to me that it would be fair and correct if we should have equal access to you all and if we share our projects and blah and blah and blah and blah. David thinks he owns it. I think he thinks that because...
Jeez, why don't you go cry about it?
I wonder if they put solo stuff Gilmore's done on that website. Probably, I would think so.
Yeah,
I would think so too, because he's put out some stuff. He's covered, done some cover songs that, with his son, I think, that were interesting, and they're probably on there.
That sounds great.
But Roger did leave the mothership
yeah.
a long time ago.
Yeah,
well, that's the thing. Yeah, Nick Mason and Richard Wright and David Gilmour, they all got along afterwards, and they continued to play music, and yet, you know, Roger's is very upset. It's kind of like when you see Axl Rose. I mean, all those other guys really wanted to play together, or Rage Against the Machine. You know, everybody except Zach De La Rocha, they all continued and started playing with other bands, and they were very successful.
I have to say, watching the part of the Sid documentary, it's really fascinating, Pink Floyd in general, just that they start out with Sid Barrett and his vision, which he and Roger, I think, saw the same things in a lot of ways. And Sid is really the leader of the band. He's sort of the straw that stirs the drink. And when he starts going sideways, and Trudy was talking about his schizophrenia, but I think at this point, you know, he is becoming mentally ill, but he's also tripping all the time. And, you know, the shows where he's not playing the correct note even once. And so they reached that point where Sid missed something. It might have been a photo shoot or something. And then they had to pick him up for the next show. And they just said, maybe we'll just not pick Sid up. And they played. And instead of standing there worrying about him for 2 hours, they played. And they, you know, it went very well. And they just felt like, you know, we can't go on like that. So normally, you know, so many times, with the rare exception of Joy Division and a few other bands that have gone on, you know, once the main person or an important person departs relatively early, you know, they really had their giant growth without the original leader. And Roger did have similar vision to Sid, and Roger did kind of take over to a degree, although, you know, Gilmour sang all those great songs, most of them.
I'm just laughing because he's really mad about the Pink Floyd website.
Mm-hmm.
I went to the website because he talks about subscribers to the website.
Yeah.
I don't think it's the website he's talking about. He must be talking about their Twitter or their Facebook or something. Because you go to the website, first off, there's not much there. But if you click on like discography and you click on solo albums, they're all listed on there.
Rogers are?
Yeah. David, Roger, Sid's,
Richard Wright. Do you have to subscribe to their website?
No, so he must be talking about.
What the fuck is he talking about?
There's 2 million followers on their YouTube channel.
Maybe that's Twitter? What he's talking about. I don't know.
Oh, YouTube channel. What about Twitter?
Twitter, they have 3.2 million followers.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
For a classic rock man, that's a lot.
Yeah.
Well,
and Roger himself only has 360,000 followers. So.
Their Instagram has 3 million as well.
So that's what he's talking about. He's talking about all their social media. He wanted them to push out their, you know, his new stuff.
I'm trying to think, is there any other major music news today? I didn't check Rolling Stone or Spin. I didn't even know Spin was around until they had a big story the other day. And I read it. I was like, oh, Spin. Spin.
There's still Spin magazine.
There's
other tabloid stuff.
What's going on in the Bloids?
Prince Harry and Meghan Markle are keeping it simple for their second anniversary.
Oh, Jesus.
It's coming up.
I don't know why this happened to me.
Not one family member has wished them happy anniversary on their social media.
Oh!
Not William, not Kate, not the Queen.
I saw that they're getting all this help and advice from Adele to manage their way through, you know, living in this ritzy Hollywood neighborhood and,
it's tough.
And getting over there. I'm like, come on, Adele. Why are all these people kissing their asses? She would spit on them.
The artist formerly known as Prince.
It's tough, man.
It's all because she sat on his abnormally pink wiener. There's no other reason.
They're unemployed.
Because they wouldn't talk to her 5 years ago.
They're unemployed. They have no skills.
He sounds miserable, by the way.
Well, that was the other news, was that he has been telling all his buddies back home how fucking bummed he is.
Yeah.
but now there's a news story. Some other guy, some reality TV star, claims that Meghan Markle ghosted a friend when they were in high school.
Oh, yeah. No, it was a guy she dated.
Yeah.
Who was really into her. And they were friends for a long time and stayed in touch. And then all of a sudden she sits on that wiener and he's ghosted.
Yeah. Well, no, not that guy, but another friend that that she was super tight with. She just totally has ghosted him. This guy wanted to nail her, this reality show guy. But he said, my friend Gabe that I grew up with dated Megan in high school and says that after she got in Suits, they were friends for years, and afterwards she just ghosted him.
Yeah, she sat on that abnormally pink wiener. That
really,
was that.
It really that hurt was his that. Feelings. Pete Davidson, you mentioned Pete Davidson, right? Oh, John Legend's doing something boring.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, my God. Prep. I could not believe I saw this.
He's always available, and he, by law, has to be asked to participate in anything along with Alicia Keys.
I recorded the you know, Disney had this, like, sing-along thing on ABC, and I recorded it for the girls, and I was showing it back, and John Legend's playing something. She's like, who's that guy? And I said, oh, his name is Boring John Legend. So I love the fact that six-year-old Charlotte just...
I'm the sexiest man alive.
She thinks his name, whenever she sees him now, is Boring John Legend. Like, that's actually his name.
That's the important influence you can have over your kids.
Kelly Ripa's very mad at viewers of Live because they started critiquing her appearance. Because she hasn't been wearing makeup, I guess.
Well, then her husband's got to be livid, because if you don't want to fuck her brains out, he is so pissed at you.
He's the opposite of Brian Austin Green.
See if there's any new photos of my wife? Daughter.
Look at her! Look at her! Don't you want to fuck her?
She says, first of all, let me just say to people commenting on her appearance, how dare you? And you're lucky that we actually put clothes on. It's harder than you think to roll out of bed and come to a TV show. Certain things don't matter anymore. And my appearance is one of those things that just doesn't matter. Now, I don't believe that she believes that. You think she believes that her appearance doesn't matter?
No.
Anymore?
Not at all. No, I think she spends a lot of time on it, or she wouldn't care.
And I've held on to this story because it just makes me mad. Remember the five-year-old that went on the joyride because he wanted a Lambo?
Yeah, he had $3 in his pocket. He was going to go buy a new Lamborghini. Get it.
I mean, the kid's showing initiative. So he gets pulled over. But now, after that, Jamie Foxx and Shaquille O'Neal decided to give him a joyride. Like, they let him drive or go on a ride in a Lamborghini. Which just shows that if you do what this kid did, you're going to be rewarded.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, I don't know.
Yeah, no. I think you're on the right track.
Bad parenting.
Any other big tabloid stories?
There's this one. There's a couple there. It's Kim and Kanye.
I saw Tom Cruise was hunkered down in the UK trying to figure out the Scientology move forward from coronavirus.
Get on the ship. Get on the international water ship, and you're going to be fine. They don't need medicine or anything. You can assist everybody to not get it.
The Kim and Kanye story, I've read little bits and pieces about it over the week, and it does sound like there's some serious problems, like living on opposite ends of the house. And this story says they're at each other's throats during quarantine. I personally am amazed that she married him and is still married to him. It just really surprises me.
Well,
however, he is a superstar, which I'm sure matters to her and social media and keeping her thing going, and it helps in that regard. But
is she a bigger star than him? Is she better known than Kanye?
She might be.
Yeah.
Well, that's really weird
to
say.
It's tough to
say. But but as far as dedication to her for what she does, I would think Kanye's fans are nuts about him.
Sure.
They love his music. Yeah. She's just on TV, and
her fans are just a bunch of sheeps.
What's this? Kanye West, neediest, moodiest, and worst tipper of celeb bodyguards clients?
Yeah.
Oh no. Kanye West, former bodyguard, says rapper is one of his least favorite people to work with. Steve Stiles opened up about working with West. I'm really amazed that people will work with bodyguards and people closely in their households or whatever and treat them so badly over so long a period and not have any fear that this person would ever say anything.
Well, you would think they would sign an NDA.
I think a lot of them do, but I just wouldn't. I don't know. I mean, I don't know how you treat people that badly anyway, but... So everybody got Stanislaus recalled a time that he almost came to blows with an Italian dignitary security team when a tipsy West wandered into the wrong hotel room. We're coming away from the studio.
Kind of makes me like him a little more.
He was pretty buzzed. He said, adding West was staying at the Waldorf. He couldn't find his room. West got confused, went to a room where an Italian dignitary was staying, adding that the other guest's bodyguards, and the other guest's bodyguards' private security stand up. They didn't know who West was. There was a language barrier. It was like a Mexican standoff. We're told by the bodyguard's rep that Waldorf security was called to direct West to his own suite. Kanye's ridiculous rules. Stanley directs and stars an upcoming movie. He's in a movie with Tara Reid?
He is.
Oh, my God. How
Which Tara Reid?
The American Pie Tara Reid.
She really is capitalizing on this.
Well, he called the star client the neediest, moodiest, and worst tipper. He also said he was the most hardworking.
Oh. Well, you didn't have time to tip.
Didn't do him much good.
It's funny. We laughed at the whole Tara Reid capitalizing on Biden victim, alleged victim Tara Reid.
Are you Tara Reid?
So, like, 2 days after that, there was a story about how she might be blinked. Carol Baskin in the Tiger King movie. Oh, I'm like, Christ. Oh my God, she is capitalizing on the other Terry. That's crazy.
Way too big a role for her. She's horrible.
Playing opposite of Nicolas Cage, which just shows how ridiculous this whole. It's not a movie, right? Brandon, isn't it a drama or a miniseries? The Tiger King.
Is this the same? So if it's Nick Cage,
she was going to play Carol Baskin.
It'll be on something. I'm not sure the length of it.
I'm going to ask a very rude question. Is Tara Reid still hot?
No.
I don't think so either. No, I think she's not attractive. I don't know what.
But neither is Carol Baskin.
I haven't seen her in forever, to tell you the truth, because I didn't watch anything past like Sharknado 1. So honestly, my memories of her from the early 2000s.
Yeah. I'm just looking at a story that looks like it's fairly new. Nearly 200 people arrested and two shot. As hundreds of revelers hit the beach in their trucks for Texas's annual Go Topless Jeep Weekend celebration, despite
social
distancing.
Did you see the video?
Great video.
No, I have not seen the video.
Oh, check this video out.
After several weeks of being stuck inside, thousands have flocked here to Bolivar Peninsula to make the most of their time while out.
Been in quarantine, and like I need to get out and party.
Go Topless Jeep Weekend.
What's better than beach and a few drinks and Jeeps? Man, get any better than that.
In full swing at beaches on Bolivar Peninsula.
Whoa.
This event comes at a time where beaches across the state are reopening following the coronavirus pandemic. And beachgoers like Chelsea Collier are still taking precautions to stay safe.
Wash them hands for 20 seconds and keep them clean with the Germex. Totally.
At last year's Go Topless event, chaos erupted. About 80 people were arrested. 6 people were taken to the hospital. But this go-round, the Galveston County Sheriff's Office has enlisted the help of 40 DPS troopers.
I don't like this. Come down, have a good time.
I don't like this reporter's delivery.
There's no issues. But when you start acting silly, like the sheriff said on the previous interview, we've got a jail that's got a whole lot of empty holes.
The sheriff's office have made at least 63 arrests so far in connection to Jeep Weekend. As for the enforcement of social distancing, they say it's challenging to enforce.
I mean, you can. It's just, it's not possible to do that on this beach with the amount of people that we have here. It's just, we can't do that.
The additional presence of law enforcement has been a welcoming sight for beachgoers, given the history of this event.
Law enforcement's definitely made their visibility and made people chill out and not be as crazy. The cops are doing their job as long as they don't be mean to people who are actually being innocent. Then I'm all gravy, baby.
And if you missed out on today's festivities, you can come out tomorrow. Like the Galveston County Sheriff's Office says, act responsible while having fun.
Buzzkill!
So I'm just trying to figure out, how did 2 people get shot?
Didn't they say 80 arrests or 60 arrests? That's a lot for a festival.
They said 200 in this story.
Why are we just finding out about this wonderful festival now? I mean, they've done it in the past, right, Brandon? What is it called? Go Topless?
Go Topless Jeep Week?
Sounds awesome.
Hundreds of youngsters seen ignoring social distancing and piled in their trucks and swam in the water. Over 189 people were arrested, jailed over the weekend. Overall, over the weekend, 189. A majority of the arrests being misdemeanors, driving while intoxicated, traffic citations. 2 men were shot at the event when a man fired into a group of people just before midnight Saturday, the second day of the weekend event following an altercation.
No, I'm an idiot because, of course, topless for Jeeps means just no roof.
Mark, I did not know that.
I mean, I'm assuming,
that one,
right?
That one girl in the story was holding her hands over her boobs.
Well, that's why I thought. She was topless. As I'm Googling it, of course, I'm sitting there, it hit me. It's like, oh, topless Jeep. Yeah. Topless Jeep.
If you say topless, I'm thinking girls are topless, even if Jeep is in the same sentence. Exactly. So I was totally odd.
I'm all gravy, baby.
I'm watching Topless Jeep Week, Crystal Beach 2019. God, does it look stupid.
I can't say I'm a fan of the event.
Oh, that's probably, well, I mean, there's probably people that say the same thing about Jobby Nooner if they're from another state. Oh, that looks so dumb. This is probably a sweet event for all partiers out there.
I can't say this. Looks true. Jobby Nooner looks like I would want to be there.
Drew, you'd want to be here, though, right? Well, that looks fun. That part looks fun. It's basically just drive your Jeep along the beach. It's dream cruise on a beach for Jeeps. That's really what it is.
It looks like fun. I mean.
Really?
I mean, not that much.
Yeah, I love
they're
Jeeps.
On a beach. I mean, if you're on a beach, you're having fun, I would think.
Actually, what this makes me want to do is get another Wrangler. I miss my Wrangler.
What's better than beach and a few drinks and Jeeps?
Did you see the guy, Ahmaud Arbery, who was murdered in Georgia by two vigilantes who were trying to make a citizen's arrest? The sister or the daughter of the father that was charged with murder, the sister of the Brandon lookalike.
Yeah.
She has pictures of the dead Arbery.
Yeah.
Ahmaud Arbery.
She put it on Snapchat.
She put on Snapchat because she says she's a true crime fan. Not because her father and brother murdered the guy. Of course, that has nothing to do with it. And no, there's nothing true crime fan loves doing more than taking pictures of dead people and putting them on Snapchat.
I don't know a bigger true crime fan than you. And I don't think you've ever put a crime scene photo on
I hate crime scene photos.
I know.
And, okay, did you guys read the story?
Yeah.
Was there anything about the story that you found yourself very surprised by?
How attractive she is?
Yes.
Yeah.
She's
oh, yeah.
smoking hot.
Well,
no,
I
what?
Did a deep,
oh,
deeper, deep, deep dive. Did you just see the close-up picture? Is that all you saw?
Is she a car fox?
I don't know because I couldn't find anything that would indicate a full body picture. I looked at a bunch, and there's a few pictures out there that are all close-ups. And, yeah, she looks pretty. But something's telling me those are so close that if you back that camera up, you might not think that.
Really?
Good work, Brandon. I appreciate that.
And we'll keep our eye.
She has deleted her Facebook page amid the backlash of the Snapchat.
Oh, man. That's bullshit because we could have found out.
But her now deleted page showed that she studied psychology at the College of Coastal Georgia. She's a runner, adventurer. Oh, she's a runner. Uh-oh. Adventurer, nature enthusiast, dog mama, too.
Okay. Did you guys see the video of Lori Vallow's dead ex-husband on GMA?
No.
Go to 743 on GMA.
Sounds like something Lindsay McMichael would be into. A dead photo of a dead person?
Well, there's no photo of a dead person. It's him talking to the cops before he's murdered.
Oh, boy.
And what again, I just 743. I get so frustrated at all these people who say, someone's going to kill me. They're threatening me. I'm very scared of them. And until they do anything, I mean, this just goes on and on and on and on. And I can't understand why making a threat against somebody, whether it's on, you know, a voicemail. It used to be, I remember seeing stories where women had answering machine tapes of, you know, I'm going to fucking kill you, you bitch. And then they kill them. And they had played the tape for law enforcement who felt that within the law there was nothing they could do.
This is it. Yeah. Got here. Yeah. Lost her reality.
That's the voice of Charles Vallow, the now deceased husband of Lori Vallow, speaking to Gilbert, Arizona police in January of last year.
We've been at a great marriage. All of a sudden, the last month, it just blew up.
In this body camera video obtained by ABC News, Charles accuses his wife of behaving erratically, withdrawing large amounts of money, even threatening to kill him.
I will kill you because you're not Charles, and nobody will care.
Okay, so she at this point doesn't think you are her husband?
She thinks I'm Nick Schneider.
Who's Mick Schneider?
I have no idea. What? It's the name she used.
Yeah.
I don't know where it came
this
from.
This is very in line with the story.
I'm as bewildered as you are.
Authorities issued an
interesting
mental health evaluation. But according to a police report, when she visited officers the next day, she was allowed to drive herself to the hospital with a friend. And the officers wrote, "During my conversation with Charles, I found his demeanor to be strange for a person in his circumstances. He seemed more concerned with asking questions about the legality of financial withdrawals Lori had made than her alleged incoherence." 6 months later, Charles Vallow was shot and killed by Lori's now deceased brother, which police are investigating as self-defense. Lori was remarried to Chad Daybell, an Idaho preacher who spoke about near-death experiences and the end of days. Lori Vallow is now awaiting trial for the disappearance of two of her children, 7-year-old J.J. Vallow and 17-year-old Tylee Ryan, who haven't been seen alive since September.
Anyway, it's interesting that the police viewed it that way because, first of all, he wasn't lying. She did kill him. She had him killed by her brother.
Well, we know that now. I'm just trying to think back then.
But even if, if someone starts saying things like she said, which what he said was in every retelling of this story, I've heard the same thing, that suddenly she said, "You are not Charles Vallow. You're Nick, whatever your name is, and you're a zombie." And this guy's like, "What are you talking about?" She leaves him with the kids, leaves him for 2 months. I think it was. I think he said a month there, though. Maybe it was. Maybe that's what he's talking about.
They would think that's a great name.
Here's nothing from her. Nothing. And then he notices that she's taking these large deposits out of their joint accounts. Now, is that really something the police should say? "I seemed awful worried about these. More worried about the money than." Well, fuck. If you're married to somebody and they're taking large chunks of your net worth away, I don't think there's anything wrong with being very fucking worried about that.
100%.
Although he should be talking to a lawyer about it, not the police.
Well, especially if he hadn't heard from her in that long a time, why would he really care about her mental status?
Well,
she wanted to kill him and threatened to kill him.
I'm not sure what had happened right then, but that was around the time she came back and she had her phone recording because he's going to hurt me.
Yeah.
No, you're the one hurting people.
That didn't work out well, did it? That didn't work out well at all, did it?
Then we got the this weird, crazy true crime story where this newly engaged lesbian couple are missing for 3 weeks. And someone had said, "I saw that car driving at a high rate of speed and I thought I heard them go off the road." For some reason, for 3 weeks, they couldn't find anything, probably because they were going 103 miles an hour when they went off the road. They drove so far through the brush.
They
landed in a swamp. Yeah, they were drunk as shit. They landed in a swamp and just the top of the car, part of the top of the car was visible.
Yeah.
So that has been solved, and it turned out, not exactly the way the Iron Butterfly bass player turned out.
No, they did not time travel.
Yeah, they didn't time travel.
Jump dimensions. Hot. They were very beautiful. Yeah.
Then there's a Colorado mom that's been missing for a while, and they found some of her effects, I guess, and I think they found her car. But I saw her husband, and he wasn't in town when this happened. Yeah. Now, that doesn't mean he doesn't know anything. No. But
they said he vanished on Mother's Day.
Oh, he did.
He vanished or she vanished? I thought she disappeared riding her bike. Is that what it was?
Yeah, he was.
I'm sorry. She vanished on Mother's Day.
He was out of town.
150 miles away. It does seem weird that he was away on Mother's Day.
Well, maybe he met for work.
Yeah. Just saying.
During COVID?
Maybe that's what she wanted him to do.
Then there's another guy, I think also in Colorado, whose wife was, quote unquote, missing. And they found out that you see him. I think he's looking at a security camera before he takes it down.
Oh, really?
He's taking down security cameras. Yeah, it's a pretty weird story, and I think they may have charged him.
Good.
I should know more about it. I do know more about it. I just can't think of it off the top of my head. And then finally, this Utah student that was murdered by this much older boyfriend who had been threatening her. And he was
story last
trying to extort money out of her for her nude photos. And this girl was begging the police to help her.
Yeah.
Begging them. And she was really, in my opinion, ignored. And it turned out the cop who has most been pointed at by her family and her friends for not helping her, turns out, he had the nude photos that this guy she had sent him stuff that this guy had sent to her, threatening her, and in there was a nude photo, which he's been saving and showing to people.
Yeah, he kept it. He's been bragging about it. What an asshole.
I'm telling you. Well, the United States of assholes. We have so many fucking assholes. How do we get these people?
Remember the Kobe, the guy that had the Kobe photos was using it to hit on the bartender?
Yes.
What the fuck? Why don't a bartender?
Kobe!
I just feel like
Kobe Bryant.
I feel like social media probably has just lowered the bar in terms of decency so much.
Yeah. There's too many photos, too.
Yeah, you're right.
I love that. Do you remember?
But if you see other people doing the same shit, it's just like a guy trolling people. It's like, oh, yeah, everybody trolls people, and it's no big deal. And, you know, honestly, they're really causing people a lot of unrest and concern, and they don't give a fuck because everybody does it.
I want to see if I can find this. this is one of the best stand-ups when Norm was on The Last Letterman. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I remember that. Norm was almost crying.
In the old days when they took pictures of you way back, you know, where they pulled that thing and it exploded and stuff? I got a picture of my great-grandfather. The thing took 6 hours to take your picture. And it was a picture of my great-grandfather, one. They only had, every guy had one picture back then. And it's just him, like.
Very shocked photo thing.
I gotta get back feed them hogs. Who's gonna feed the hogs? Somebody gotta feed them hogs. Now, in the future, of course, it'll be different. 50 years from now, people will be going like, hey, you want to see 100,000 pictures of my great-grandfather? I got him right here, plus everything he did every day of his life.
It's just really funny. Pictures, they don't mean what they used to.
I think I forwarded one of you guys a couple people who maybe were having trouble getting into the Amazon portal on our website.
Yeah, it's up there. It's fine. You really you can't be incognito or private window, but you should be able to click it if you have the app on your phone, if that's how you shop, because I know a lot of people use the Amazon app. If you just go to your browser on your phone and type in the show and then click on the portal link on the side, it'll just open up the app and then you're set.
I mean, and you don't really know. It doesn't tell you, yeah. Like, hey, by the way, Drew and Mike, blah, blah. If you really look in the URL, you might be able to see something. But yeah, once you click that, it will either open in a browser or your app. And then, yes, we do get a nice little kickback at no extra expense to you.
And I saw you did send me an email about someone who was trying to donate multiply or over, you know, set a recurring donation up.
Yeah.
That appears to be working as well. So I don't know. I got to work and figure out what the issue was there. But I wonder if it's a similar situation with using an incognito on Chrome or private on Safari or just one of those kind of browsers.
Well, I tell you what, those regular continuing donations are awesome because even if the amount is $5, it's something you know is coming in. You know you got X amount coming in. You can plan better. And, you know, Amazon's honestly been pretty consistent too. Mm-hmm. I wish we could get everyone using it because it would be great. But those of you who are, is much appreciated, especially that person who is spending their company money at the Amazon portal.
Well, I mean, it doesn't take any away from
them. No, it doesn't. It doesn't hurt them at all. It doesn't cost them a penny more. But it sure does help us.
I will say on the PayPal donations, too, you can leave a message, which we do read, because there's some very nice messages.
Yeah, we were getting a lot of one-time donations, which is also fine. In fact, I just got a letter from Lindsay, who's a realtor out in the West Coast, and she sent us $500.
Can you say where she is on the West Coast or no?
Well,
she sounds hot.
She is.
I don't know if I can say that, so I didn't want to say it.
Okay, that's fine.
But I'm sure she'll let us know.
It just led to a theory I had.
She has the largest business card I've ever seen in my life, though.
That picture, she should.
Yeah, it's a really cute picture, too.
Yeah, thank you, Lindsay.
Yeah, very sweet. So, yeah, that was incredible. And I don't know. I haven't seen the one-time donations, but we probably are still getting some nice ones there. We did last month. And, you know, I'm sure a lot of people had heard that because I talked about these advertisers that, that fell off, and I, you know, they don't have a business. They, there's nothing they can do. Mm-hmm. So I certainly don't blame them, and I always appreciate people, even if they never come back, for having taken a chance on the show. But these people all were simply COVID-related. That's all it was. It's not anything to do with not being happy. The audience has been incredible. The Death Wish coffee story has been fantastic. Yep. My God, we've had so many people buy the coffee, and they post on Facebook, and that's been – they re-upped today, and I was like, oh, my God, that's great, yeah. Because it replaces, you know, people that disappeared, and mm-hmm. it's just great. Really helps. Really helps. And to also to have them, you know, get a good response, because maybe the next time we're selling something, a similar type of product – we can say, hey, call those guys. They'll tell you what happened. We get
I'll be fine.
People whack that promo code. Mm-hmm. And they're doing well in Detroit. And they got, I think there's more marketing coming up, too.
Thank you.
Not just us. So, yeah, good for them. And hopefully people are reordering. I know some people had said that they love the coffee and they're reordering it. So well, that's even better.
To that point, there were a couple of emails. Did you see the guy that lives in San Clemente, California, near Dana Point?
No, I didn't see that.
That's the where that battle was at Gelson's. You know the
The chick that was such a fucking bitch.
He said Gelson's is a fancy grocery store. I never shop there because it's too expensive. He said I think the Detroit equivalent would be Papa Joe's or something. It's in a pretty ritzy area.
Yeah, I love Papa Joe's.
Very near the beach. Well, you go wear a mask or don't wear a mask and fight.
It's not inexpensive. No, I would happily wear a mask at Papa Joe's. Their food is incredible, and it's incredibly expensive, but it's incredible.
An advertiser?
No, they're not.
<I'm> just kidding.
I wish they were.
So Mike continues, no doubt that lady is a rich, entitled asshole that just doesn't think anyone can tell her what to do. The only thing worse than that video is thinking about her poor husband that had to hear that story when she got home and he had to pretend that he cared. I love that angle of that story because you know she went home. Not only him, but everybody had to have an earful of what happened to her. It's such a great point. There's a guy, I can't say his name, but he's writing about Lisa Ann. And let's see if I can.
Oh, the porn star?
Yeah, at the end of yesterday's episode, we played the little replay of Lisa Ann, and it doesn't get any better. She wasn't very nice. And
maybe we should call Rob because, you know, I cannot believe she would be a good friend. She would not be a good friend.
He said he knows some people that worked at the place where she appeared, and he said that they had nothing but terrible things to say about her afterwards, and that she was a
not Rob.
Bitch.
Huh? Not 10K no. Rob. I know this guy said that.
Yeah.
He didn't really want to be specific either, but
he said that she was a total bitch. Conversely, I attended when Bridget the Midget was somewhere. She was cool as hell. Took a picture with my friend and me. Management always said most of the time the porn stars that come in were real professional, but of course there's always exceptions. Keep it stiff.
This was Lisa M when we talked to her.
Is this really the best question that you came up with?
Yikes.
What was the question, by the way?
Ah, jeez. I just listened to it yesterday, and I can't remember the specific one.
No, I think
it just had to do with porn, because she came onto our show at Sports Radio, and she wanted to be real all in on sports. I have hot takes. I do fantasy sports. Let's talk sports. But you're a porn star. She was, at the time, she was just coming out of the headlines for banging, like, several NBA players, like, really young ones, like, 18-year-old rookies who are just now in the league. And we wanted to ask her a couple stories, and she just got upset. She wanted to talk sports.
I think it was Mike. I'm pretty sure it was my question she said that about. But somebody will let us know. I might have to listen to it again. I didn't want to listen to it because I remember just being so bummed. I was like, what a fuck? I just couldn't believe it.
I was
shocked, that's what I remember too. But what I learned from listening back was I had forgotten that she tore into Joe Marasso afterwards. Yeah, kind of like Dick. I don't know. Joey Sorry, Joey had to take the brunt of a lot of angry guests.
Yeah, but Ditka mainly. Remember
Ditka tore his ass. That was awesome. We could hear it. He was on the phone itself. He had taken the phone off the stand and was talking, and we could hear Ditka yelling through the. The earpiece.
While he was doing a
stock. I said 1 o'clock!
While he was doing a stock count in the back of the kitchen. Oh, man.
Oh, boy. Well, you know, we talked about, I won't categorize this, but this guy sends me this email. I mentioned it earlier in the show, and I only mentioned it again because there was a response. Drew, and this stuff comes in all the time, especially when I bring up Trump and something negative about Trump. Somebody will tell me why I'm wrong, and this is about hydroxychloroquine.
That's right.
Okay. Why do you act like, and last week, by the way, it was about Joe Scarborough. I was like, really? Somebody wants to argue about this Joe Scarborough thing? You really want the president?
That's right.
Bringing up this thing that's been, I mean, that is the, I just thought that was so out of left field. And I've said, if he reduces Twitter by 100%, I think it would help him so much. But I think there's like about 10% of his shit that you could eliminate, like the Joe Scarborough thing.
Yeah.
And he would avoid so many pratfalls and just bottomless pits. Anyway, the hydroxychloroquine thing, he says he's taking it now. No one understands why.
He doubled down again today.
He did? Yeah, oh, good. Fox News had a doctor on who said it's incomprehensible. Mm-hmm. Neil Cavuto was talking about it. Cavuto felt
the wrath, too, by the way.
Oh, I'm sure he...
Yeah. I think didn't Trump tweet something about Cavuto?
Neil Cavuto got shit for that?
I think Trump tweeted about it and then ended it with, I need to find a new network to watch. Like, it's a threat.
Oh, Jesus.
That's right.
What is wrong with people? I honestly, I don't understand this partisanship, the level of partisanship. And I'm not just talking about Trump. But Trump says so many goofy things that are just not defendable. I don't know why people defend him. I don't get it. I would think you just go, yeah, I love him, but he's a goofy ass and he says some crazy shit sometimes.
Wrong.
So here's the here's the original email. Why do you act like there's no studies being done with hydroxychloroquine? I've never heard you so clueless. There's dozens all over the country being conducted abroad with great results. You have one in your own backyard, Henry Ford Hospital System. 3,000 medical staff personnel were offered to take it as a preventative measure about a month ago. Look past the VA study that had 90-year-old patients taking it that didn't go well. Go take remdesivir that's not FDA approved nor has any conclusions from studies. Hydroxy, $13 a dose. Remdesivir, hundreds of millions to be made. Follow the money! So then I said, for this illness, the only major study I read about said there are risks that outweigh its value to the heart. I'm not aware of people taking it for C19 since the study recently. And I said, go ahead, send me the local study.
And that big French study that people love to quote about it has been discredited because it didn't really meet the standards of their typical study.
French.
I'm sure there's plenty of anecdotal evidence of it working, and that's great.
No, we've talked about that. I talked about the guy from... Lost that said he
Daniel
recovered
Kim, yeah.
And he said he had heard about it from people in South Korea, mm-hmm, who had taken it and had success. And the people who say it works incredibly, but some people say it doesn't work and it makes them feel worse.
There are
risks. They know there are risks of taking this drug. I'm not a fucking doctor.
I wouldn't take it unless the doctor said
it. Yeah, if the doctor told me to take it, I'd take it.
Morbidly obese.
So here's his response to that, which I thought was just an honest response. I certainly wasn't being a dick. He says, come on, gentlemen, you're not that old. Do a little legwork. These studies are all over the place. Yeah, I really want to be reading medical studies on hydroxychloroquine with that. That's how I want to spend my whole day. And by the way, I don't feel that we have not done our homework on hydroxychloroquine. Considering what we normally do for work, I think I've spent plenty of time studying, looking at hydroxychloroquine, reading about it, watching these fucking press conferences. These studies are all over the place. The media is so full of crap. You're never going to get the truth from them. Michigan death toll is approximately 4,900, but 2,900 of them from nursing homes. What's that have to do with hydroxychloroquine?
I don't know.
I would think that would change most people's perspective on this virus if it was reported daily. The nursing home deaths? I agree with a lot of that.
Talked about that a ton.
I don't understand. I feel like you can isolate pockets where it's really just been devastating. And when you consider the fact that so many of these are in senior homes, and that doesn't mean that doesn't matter. Most people who would be working, if they exercise any caution whatsoever, they probably have very little to worry about. So I do think there's much too much fear here. But anyway, I don't know why the nursing homes are coming up. I would think that would change most people's perspective on this virus if it was reported daily. Every life matters, and so do statistics. Here's the first one regarding Henry Ford that'll get you started. Sorry for the rant. Great show, guys. Yeah, thanks a lot. Okay, this is Henry Ford System, this is from April 2nd, Henry Ford Health System to lead national study to determine drugs' effectiveness in preventing COVID-19. Healthcare workers, first responders can volunteer for a 3,000-person study. Well, this is just talking about the study. This doesn't say that it works. I don't understand. Is that
there's a study going on right now, yeah.
What is the point that if the study is going on, I should go ahead and start taking the drug like the president says he is? I thought it was insane. I haven't heard anyone of consequence say that, yeah, this is a great idea. There are lots of studies saying that it prevents COVID-19 and you should take it with zinc, because he's taking it with zinc, right?
Yeah.
No, I've heard that.
But Drew.
Rumors about that. I've heard people say that that does work, but.
What do you have to lose, Drew?
If you're going to go by what people on on some end of the internet are saying, as opposed to medical doctors, I think I'm not ready to do that personally. So don't get so upset about it. Jesus Christ. And why don't people realize what a dick you sound like when you say, why do you act like there's no study? come on, gentlemen, you're not that old.
What is that?
Do a little legwork. Oh, yeah. I don't do any prep for the show. Really. Come on.
I'm going to. Yeah.
Thank you very much. Carl Crawford.
You're talking about what happened in his house?
Yes.
Who cares?
He said he was having a 6-person party and a 5-year-old was drowning and a 25-year-old jumped in the pool.
Wait, was Carl Crawford there?
Yeah, I think he was.
Oh, okay. The way I read the story is that it's a house he used to own.
Oh, I didn't know that.
The baseball player?
They said he was out talking to the police after they had taken the people away. So maybe he came over from his house because it's his rental property.
Okay. No, I could be told.
Oh, that he used to own. So he doesn't even own the house?
I could be wrong. That's why I didn't bother reading it, because I apparently misread the...
The headline I saw
was...
It
is his house, yeah. And
the woman who drowned in Carl Crawford's pool was a football player?
Professional football player, yeah.
A female professional football player?
Yeah.
Like lingerie league?
probably, if she's at Carl Crawford's house.
She played for the Arlington Impact.
I see. Well, I don't understand how a 5-year-old drowns and a 25-year-old going in a pool to help then drowns. And nobody else goes to help the 25-year-old or no one at the party can swim. I mean,
it's possible.
Sounds a little ridiculous.
I don't know why you'd have a pool if nobody there can swim.
I don't know why you'd have anybody at your pool if your guests can't swim. Do you really know your guests can't swim? But the weird point was, I noticed in the story.
Sued?
I'm sure he will. I mean, who wouldn't sue? I hate saying that, but it's probably true.
I know.
The story got into this zone at the end about how parties are not. People are not supposed to have parties with more than 10 people, but Carl Crawford said there were 6 people at the party. And I'm thinking, there's 6 people at the party. 2 of them are drowning in the pool. What the fuck are the other 4 people doing?
Partying.
In other words, you have a party that's in 2 zones. Like, well, half the party's outside drowning in the pool, and the rest of the party's inside jamming to tunes. If you have a 6-person party, aren't the 6 people usually in the same place?
What kind of party is it, by the way, with a 5-year-old?
I know. It's really a 5-person party, because really, somebody brought a 5-year-old.
I don't know. I really don't like the classification of a party. It's more of a, I guess, gathering, a friendly gathering.
Well,
Carl had some people over.
Call me suspicious, crazy, paranoid. Something tells me there are more than 10 people there. I don't know.
Well,
it
happened at, 2 in the afternoon, yeah. So.
It's all very weird, but.
Brandon, did you look her up? Is she attractive?
I looked up the Arlington Impact.
Yeah.
And they look like they're a legit female professional football league that I never heard of.
Okay.
But no, I haven't seen her yet.
Because usually.
You think she'd be in shape, though? I mean, a 5-year. I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe she panics.
Well, you know, if the 5-year-old fell in the deep end,
can't
swim and she jumped in the deep end, I would think you'd go get one of the other people at the quote unquote party. To go in?
I don't know. Maybe you just panic and jump in, and then you realize, oh, this is the deep end, and I'm panicking, and I can't find them, and she kept maybe diving. I don't know.
She's pretty. I mean,
Why did Shatner not, why couldn't he get his blue wife out of the pool?
Well, he was pretty old then, I think. But still. No, that was, and she was at the bottom of the pool. She's the bottom of the pool, too.
Well, go get her.
Yeah, it seems like you could have dragged her to the shallow end.
You're just a dope.
Gotten her out. But, did you say she's green blobbed?
Jerk.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, she had some tattoos that I know you would notice right away. Because, like, when she's wearing a dress, they're just all over the shoulders and her boobies.
Is she green blobbed in a good way? I mean, do you like the blobs?
I don't know. Like, this one takes up 50% of her boobie, and well, I would rather
I don't
see
like any tattoos on a boob. I just think it's a bad idea.
She's pretty. It sucks.
By the way, there was a 90 Day Fiance. There's this girl from East Coast somewhere, I think. She's pretty, and she claimed that she's heterosexual, but she fell in love with this girl in Australia. And so she's decided, well, I guess I'm bisexual. And she's got all these health issues, which I really kind of question myself. I mean, she looks healthy to me.
Is she hot?
She's pretty, yeah. Okay. I think she's pretty. She might be a little heavy. Anyway, she's going to see this girl, even though her parents don't know that she's interested in a girl. They just think it's her friend she met online.
Yeah.
So she goes over there and...
Nice!
The girl in Australia is this major partier. She's got purple hair on one side, pink hair on the other side, and she wears crazy clothes, and she has the...
Scissor me timbers!
She has huge green blobs. One is on her thigh. It's just a big circle green blob. And then she's got green blobs on her... What's this here? The thigh?
Calf.
Calf. Yeah. She's got giant green blobs...
I love lesbians!
...on each calf. And every time I see her in shorts, I just go, oh, my God, I see nothing but green blobs. And they're huge green blobs. I guess so. I don't know what they are.
Well, I want you two to kiss each other.
But I've been trying to figure out green blobs for so long, and I really think they're really for the people who have them. They're not for everyone else. I always thought you wanted to make yourself look better for other people.
Oh, is this Stephanie and Erica?
Yes.
Oh, my God. She's way out of her league.
You mean the green blob girl?
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. But the other girl is such a high maintenance pain in the ass because she gets there and she's got all these medical issues. And,
really?
And none of that. Well, she says she does. And then she was like, well, let me go meet my friends and blah, blah, blah. And she said, well, but you were, that guy was somebody you dated before. Well, yeah, but we're still friends. There's nobody going, I'm just not comfortable. And this girl's not comfortable doing anything. No matter what you do, it's like, I'm not comfortable doing it. And
but yet she flew to Australia.
Yeah. And the girl dumped her while she was there.
Ah! Do you want to hear Erica come out to her parents? Is that worth playing?
It's so stupid. Yeah, sure. Why not?
Are you enjoying yourself?
Yeah, we've had a really good time.
We is one word. What about you? Are you having a ball?
Yeah, you.
A ball?
I am having a good time.
Yeah?
Yeah. But I guess I've just kind of put us as a we.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, here it comes, bombshell.
Let's go sniff out some
because
beef.
Because.
So dramatic.
Her parents are really nice. It's not that big
Steph
a deal.
Steph is actually here as my partner.
Yeah!
Are you a lesbian?
I'm bisexual.
Nice. If I was her dad, I'd have a bigger problem with her hair.
I would too.
Stephanie's really hot.
She's got great rack too. His response, Play's response is pretty good.
Do you want some more fried rice?
What up?
Oh, man. Okay. All right.
Hang on. Let me just ask my boner.
Yeah,
okay. Oh, yeah. He's playing with it.
No, well, no, I don't have a big deal with it at all, as long as you're happy.
You know, like, look, it's not a worry to have for a parent. It's just,
your tattoos usually don't bother me, but I find them very distracting on her.
You see her blobs? Yeah. Oh, you've seen them?
And it's not that her hair is pink or that it's purple. It's that it's pink and purple. It's like, just fucking pick one and go.
That's it. That's all.
I'm like shaky right now.
Yeah. Yeah. And while we're at it, I don't like your fucking perfectly. Bangs either.
It's parted perfectly.
I know,
so the pink
me.
Is on one side. I know, it's annoying. And I'm always looking for pink on the purple side and purple on the pink side to see if she fucked up her part.
She's got a nice rack.
I'd be really scared.
No, it's a rack.
You got one of these in your face. Yeah, that's the main thing, right?
A smile.
So you're not worried about this at all. It's not like.
She reminds me of Kelly Osbourne.
Yeah, she looks a little like her.
No. You see too many people in life be unhappy.
But I'm glad you can see the green blobs because they're just. I think they're
pretty
hideous.
Pretty cool tattoo of a troll doll on her forearm.
Forget that. Check this computer out here because I found pictures of.
Whoa! Stephanie. That's her?
What? Yeah.
Oh. Hubba, hubba, hubba. That's the non-pink purple hair girl.
There's actually a Reddit thing called 90 Day Fiancé Uncensored.
What?
Wait, yeah, I didn't know that girl was topless.
Look at Reddit.
She's like she's so easily uncomfortable, I wouldn't think she could do that.
Reddit doing God's work here. Finding 90 Day Fiancé. That's like, do you remember Big Brother when they had the, there was a whole webpage devoted to all the nudity slips on Big Brother?
Yeah, late at night.
That was usually a blast to look at.
All right, well, we'll wrap it up at this point.
Yeah, I'm going to
check that censored page. I did want to mention, though, somebody sent me the Ronan Farrow story from the New York Times at the end of the show yesterday. It's very interesting because I don't know if you remember this, but when I read that book, I thought, there's something about this, the way he writes these stories that bothers me. He acts so sure of himself, and he's always going... There's always something iffy in the reporting, not necessarily his reporting, but something about...
It's a one source.
Yeah.
One source sources.
And he puts pieces together that I don't always feel you can put together. And so he's been basically found out to have reported something about Michael Cohen that simply was not true. And he reports it with such assuredness... That I find even more disturbing, that he is so positively certain in his reporting because someone else, it was about some documents leaked regarding Michael Cohen that were out there supposedly. Mm-hmm. He didn't have them, but they were out there. And then it said that someone else leaked some other documents to draw attention to the ones that had already been leaked. And he said, the only possibility here for this not being true is X, and that's not true because of blah, 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 blah. Well, it turns out, no, it's not true. It wasn't true. And
so does this make is NBC cool now because they didn't want to run the story?
Good question. It doesn't say the story is all wrong.
It has allowed Matt Lauer's been popping off about it.
Oh, has he?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't blame him a bit, to be honest, as far as there were a couple things in there about him that I thought were really...
Well, I do think in Matt's response, because he wrote a big thing for Mediaite.
Oh, today?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm curious to read it.
But I do appreciate that Lauer said, hey, not everything he wrote was not untrue. Does that make sense? So some of the stuff he said about him was true. I mean, he did have a relationship with this girl.
You know what bothers me about his reporting is he relies heavily on what is the term? Power imbalance. Mm-hmm. And he implies that anytime Matt Lauer has sex with people at NBC, there's a power imbalance. And I'm taking that a step further. I think anybody that has sex with anyone, there's a power imbalance. Somebody has more power
usually
than the other
woman.
Person. Well, she's got...
Just ask Brian Austin Green.
She's got that thing.
Yeah, vagina.
Yeah.
It creates on a pedestal.
That thing can change more behavior than any other thing in the world.
Yeah.
It can make mean people nice.
I know.
Anyway. Hang on, let me just ask my boner. Oh, yeah, he's fine with it.
I always thought he was too smug, too sure of himself, and it bothered me, but it seemed that his reporting was so accepted that it was like you can't argue with him. And
You know who did challenge him was George Stephanopoulos, and he said, no, I fact-checked everything. I was talking.
No, he swears everything he reports is true because he says he fact-checked. And it's like, yeah, but they might not be telling the truth. You can't know that this happened. You weren't there. Two people were there. You can't always know.
I talked to somebody in the media about this who has very high ethical standards.
Oh, I wonder who this is.
And he said, one of the things he said was really interesting. I think we didn't get into it on this week's podcast.
About the Ronan Farrow New York Times article?
Yeah, the Ronan Farrow New York Times. Because Ronan's article, not the book, but the article originally appeared in the New York magazine. Not that, was it the New Yorker or New York magazine?
It was a New Yorker, I think.
Yeah, and he was saying that, you know, what's funny about it is the New Yorker is historically known for re-interviewing people and doing the best fact-checking in the business. So they would have gone back and re-interviewed people that Ronan had talked to. Mm-hmm. So he was really surprised that this had happened. And the question is, well, did they not do it because it's Ronan Farrow? Or did they not do it because some of these targets are easy targets, like Weinstein?
Okay, that's the other interesting thing I found about the New York Times reporting on this. They said there's a phenomenon now that gets largely ignored where if you attack certain targets who are very unpopular, there is less vetting or reviewing of the work because, in other words, it's almost like people want it to be true. Mm-hmm. And the people who are used as witnesses also do not like the people that they're talking about. I didn't really explain it very well, but I completely understood what they were saying in terms of certain reporting about certain people.
They're unlikable people.
They're not likable. And so there aren't a lot of people who will come up and go, hey, wait a second.
Yeah, who wants to go defend Harvey Weinstein or Matt Lauer?
They don't want the facts to be wrong.
Lauer, you'll appreciate what Lauer did here. He goes, page 387. Ronan suggests Brooke Neville's accusations against me are valid because he writes, and then he includes the excerpt. And he goes through, does Ronan offer any proof of this claim? No, he does not. I mean, he goes through various segments in the book and takes it apart.
Is she the one that was the producer?
I believe so, yeah.
I thought that whole story was extremely iffy. I know he had an affair with her. I do understand that. And also, I just didn't think she was as innocent as she made it sound, you know? He came to my room, and I was drunk, and I didn't know how to say no, but then she has an affair with him.
That's a little different. Yeah. I mean,
do you, if someone does that to you...
I don't go over that again, but yeah.
I don't know. And also, people said they were flirting at the table before that, but she said, oh, it's just friendly banter. And
so he writes on another page, I think this is another page on 387, Ronan Farrow writes, when Brooke moved to a new job within the company, working as a producer for Peacock Productions, she reported it to one of her new bosses there. She felt they should know in case it became public, and she became a liability. Then Lauer, that's the excerpt, then Lauer writes, does he write that he tried to track down the superior at Peacock Productions, which it should be noted, completely separate from the Today Show? Did he include a quote or a comment from that superior? Did he find out if that superior had, in fact, been told about the seriousness of what Brooke now claims? No, he did not. How do I know that? Because I did! It took me 15 minutes to find out who that new boss was. I then contacted Sharon Scott at Peacock Productions at the time Brooke was hired there. Sharon, concerned that she might not have been, was concerned that she might not have been made aware of the serious situation involving a member of her staff, contacted Brooke's direct superior, and they spoke at length. That new boss told Sharon Scott, and then he goes on and on to explain that Ronan Farrow never reached out to her to confirm that story referenced to her in the book, which is pretty poor reporting. And he does that, Lauer does that in this article, claims that he went and talked to a lot of these people, and Ronan never reached out to back it up.
Well, you know, when that was going on, all we heard was, well, you have to believe the woman. You have to believe the woman. So when someone like Matt Lauer, who is reviled by many already, when something like that comes out and you're supposed to believe the woman, then all of a sudden it's like there really wasn't anything more said about it. It's just over. It's just done. And there's a power imbalance anyway. Tara Reid, the treatment of Tara Reid is so incredibly different from any of this that I feel that the Me Too philosophy is over. And I never understood how you can always believe one gender. I think that's ridiculous.
You should always listen to them and take them serious, I think, what the message
is. But that's not what they said. They said always believe.
Now, I do think that, do you think Lauer should be believed 100% in what he writes? No.
No, not really. No, I don't think anyone can be believed 100%.
Three sides to the truth, right?
You're talking about a relationship. I could listen to, if somebody, let's say you have a new boyfriend or girlfriend, and they tell you all the things about the last girlfriend. And, oh, she. Don't you think the girlfriend's ex-girlfriend's side would be a little different? Mm-hmm. Or the ex-boyfriend or whoever? Yeah, because not everyone views things the same way. And you know, it's almost like a person in a breakup situation, there's always narratives that someone wants to think or doesn't want to think.
But I think a lot of time the narrative before all that was, oh, this is just another crazy chick. I think a lot of people felt that way.
I think it depends.
So now at least both sides are being weighted.
One thing I do
By the way, Lauer goes after Ann Curry in this article.
Oh! Well, then I really want to read it.
I got to tell you, I think I like Lauer more than Ann Curry.
I thought
on nothing but watching both of them.
I thought there was a very weird phenomenon, too, where I guess it would have been... Well, I want to say Blasey Ford is the big one, but there were many before that where people just suddenly come up and say, the election is in 3 weeks, and those, he's actually assaulted me. Or, those October surprises, they call them.
Mm-hmm.
And for the longest time, it was always like, why would you bring this up now? And I always think that's a fairly good question, because if you really hate someone, if for whatever reason you really have a bone to pick with this person who's running for the Senate or the presidency or whatever, and something you've never revealed before, you reveal it right before an election.
Well, but then again, aside from doing it right when it happens, when is the right time?
Well, I think it is definitely unusual to reveal it right before the most important moment in that person's life. I mean, that's strange timing.
Okay, but put yourself in their shoes. Say they see this guy being, lauded and all this great stuff about him. Maybe that's the motivation to speak.
Well,
I think that
was what people said at the time. Was no, it's not unusual at all, because she saw him on TV saying this. Well, you've seen him on TV a bazillion times, probably. I mean, I'm not saying that it's the right time, or that I have to believe her, or that I don't have to believe her. I'm just saying, I think it's a fair question.
I just don't think timing invalidates something that had happened in the past.
I don't think it invalidates it, but I think it's a fair question, and it was a question you were not allowed to ask at a certain point in time because it was totally normal, or it's not the right question. And I think it is weird, and I do think... Some of these people, I'm not talking necessarily about Tara Reid or Christine Blasey Ford. There's been a lot of them that have been really, I just thought they were odd. And then you find out that the person really likes getting attention, or they're very, they just don't seem
like
they're from the right place.
They like that kind of attention?
Some people, yeah, I think they do.
But isn't the danger
that it's normal?
They're going to think that about every single accuser?
I don't think you can put anyone in a category all the time either. Well, I don't think you can say that they're completely honest and forthright because they're coming up with it now, or that they just want attention or whatever they want.
I think that's kind of the point, to not dismiss these claims no matter who it's against or when it happens, that it's worth looking at.
But to say they should just be believed is crazy.
Sure.
Or that one gender tells the truth and the other doesn't tell the truth is absolutely insane.
Women never tell the truth.
By the way, the Michael Cohen story, guess where Ronan Farrow got it?
Oh, yeah, I already know.
Michael Avenatti. Mm. Look at how much bullshit Michael Avenatti got into our mainstream news coverage.
That didn't work out well, did it? That didn't work out well at all, did it?
He's the one that brought up the gangbang girl, and no one questioned it. Just printed the story. And now we find out this guy is the most unreputable person. Not only has he allegedly assaulted a female, but he steals money from
Stormy Daniels. He stole money.
I was a little more upset about him stealing money from the person in the wheelchair, the paraplegic, who he said, they haven't paid yet, so I'm going to send you $1,000 a month to help you get by.
Who made these deals?
Meanwhile, he's got $4 million in his account for this person.
Well, you know how that deal turned out, right?
That's fucking incredible. I mean, he's like the worst person in the fucking world.
Pretty awful.
And major stories were reported on the basis of shit he brought out.
Yep.
And some of them probably were good. I don't know. The R. Kelly stories, it seemed, I don't know if anybody's refuted those, but I mean, certainly almost anything he says, actually, in fact, the R. Kelly lawyers were saying, look at this stuff from Michael Avenatti. You can't believe Michael Avenatti. Well, there's also 500 other girls who say.
Part of the problem is, though, that
you can just throw them out.
We love those stories. We'll eat them up.
Well,
me meaning the public. Yeah.
Yeah, we do. Clicks. Mm-hmm. Clicks are a big part of it. Mm-hmm. You want to get us out of here?
Hang on. Let me just ask my boner. Oh, yeah. He's fine with it.
So ridiculous. Matt has never called us back. He's ghost. He's now officially ghosting the whole show.
Is this over, Bogey?
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, maybe it is. Let's see. Hold on. Check my text messages. Nope, nothing from him.
No. Really?
Nothing. I mean, I would think he would. Oh, no, he wouldn't send something. Say, I'm not talking to you guys.
Couldn't he just text you pound sand? Pound salt?
I don't think that's his way.
But ghost is ghosting. Is ghosting his way?
Pound sand?
Well, he would unghost someone as soon as he needed something from them.
Oh, you just bought yourself another month of being ghosted.
Mother after
that comment. I don't expect to hear from him anytime soon.
Oh, like you don't agree with me.
I didn't say I did or didn't. I love Tom.
All right, well, you can edit that out.
No, we can't. The outro's playing.
Well, you can still edit it out. You bleep it.
Oh, man.
All right, so Trudy's back tomorrow. And hopefully her stuff works. How did her mic sound, by the way, overall last time?
I thought much better. It's still, there's still an issue with people dominating over her. That makes sense?
Yeah, I get it. I do. All right, we'll see you tomorrow. Thanks for making us number 97 in the comedy category.
Well, I have a microphone and you don't.
So you will listen to every damn word I have to say!